long dick stuff. Things that Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset.
Right, guys,
you can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my ass. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Honest, teaching you the game. Just like that, time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and sexing. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. Think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes.
Is
the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Let's get it. Let's go. Here we go. Okay. Let's get the music in. As we're doing it, the man mindset way. Let's get our music started, everybody. What's going on? Let's go ahead and kick our music out. Where's that cake music at? All right, here we go, man. There we go. Get the cake music going on as we are, everybody. Want to shout out to everybody out there. This is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, how you guys doing? Shout out to everybody in the chat room. As we say before, as we always say, this is the Man Mindset Show. This is a show for men who want an edge in the game, okay? And want to shout out to everybody on the TikTok side of the world. Won't be able to get Instagram because I kind of made a mistake on something, but I know now how to correct it. But anyway, for those guys that are listening to the show, that are watching live on YouTube and everything like that, y'all know what we do. Y'all know how we do it. We are, gentlemen, we are 100% natural, 100% original. All the information that y'all hear is actually coming from us in-house, and we want to make that abundantly clear that we have game here. And we're going to chop it up. Also, guys, we want to ask you guys, give a shout out to everybody, the 296 that broke the record. I give a shout out to you guys out there as well. Gentlemen, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. You can share the burst of records. Hold on. Wait, I see a question right there. Can you share the best work? Okay, anyway. All right, 563-999-3056, gentlemen. And I want to say to all the guys that listen to me, if you actually want to be a student of the game, first thing we got to ask you to do is go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons, and soak up this thing. If you want to be a student, we are the only ones on YouTube. There's nobody else on YouTube telling you to get in your car, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set, put the puzzle, go home and put those puzzle pieces together. We are the only ones doing it. Remember, we are talking about and doing things that nobody else is doing and talking about. So what we want y'all guys to do is get home, dump the pieces out, rip the box up, start putting the puzzle together, and get the process of what we're trying to get to with you guys. Also, guys, for you guys out here, we want you guys ask that you go ahead and take notes. If you have any questions, put a Q in the chat. We'll answer it. If you have a texting problem, that means you're talking to a woman and think I'm sorry. Things are going crazy and wacky, and you need help. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. And things ain't going right for you. Go ahead and put a T in there and text. We got you guys covered. And if, guys, you want to call in, the lines are open, 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. And this is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. All right. Again, shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Also, the ladies out there, you know you are. What's up, girl? What's up? All right. Oh, guys, I am working on something. I got something great. Nobody, hey, I keep telling you no one is doing things. I got something down the pipe that I'm working on, and you're going to love it, guys. You're going to love it. And I am getting it all together. Something special. There's nobody doing what I'm about to do. There's nobody doing what I'm going to drop for you guys, okay? All right? So I just want to let y'all know that, okay? The host is inviting you to go live together. Wait, who is this? On God. No. I don't know who that is. Who is on God? Who is that? All right, guys, let's get it, man. All right, guys, hold on. We got a question already. Let me go ahead and answer the question. I told a girl, let me load down this music and everything. Let's go ahead. We're going to have a good show for y'all today, dog. We're going to talk about finding your unique pathway, okay? That's what the discussion is going to be about, finding your unique pathway, gentlemen. All right, so let's go ahead and load this down a little bit, and let's go ahead and answer the question. He says, my girl, I told a girl that I was free on Wednesday, and she said that she wasn't. Then I asked her, whoa, hold on. Wait, let me put some music on this. Wait. Brother, you don't suggest anything. All right, big dog, let me tell you something. All right, let me get this straight. Let me read what he said, guys, because I'm a little upset at this. He said that he told a girl that he was free on Wednesday, okay? But she wasn't. And then he said, then I asked her what her suggestion was. And then she said, what do you mean? And he's asking, what do you say? What you should say is goodbye, because a woman does not want a guy who cannot lead her. You never ask a woman the suggestions, because you've already sound checked the places you should take her. You should already have your ice cream place set up. You should always have your legs spread, your ass cheeks already set up. You should already have your wine, cocoa, ice cream, and tea places already set up. You pick the date, you pick the time, and you tell her what you want her to wear when she is accompanying you. You never ask a woman what she suggests, because as soon as you did that, you lost, dude. The only thing that you can say to her is goodbye. Let her go. Goodbye. You dropped the ball on that one, big dog. You dropped the ball on that one. And we got to talk about this. And this is the thing with a lot of you guys out here that is messing up. See, gentlemen, there's something that I want to say to all you guys that's listening. Shout out to y'all. How y'all doing? Shout out to y'all listening in here. Shout out to you guys. Let's talk about this for a second. As a man, every day of your life, you are coming up on a fork in the road, gentlemen. And the thing is, women are also coming up on a fork in the road by all the guys that she meets. She's so busy looking now. The only fork, see, unfortunately, it's like a roadblock. There's a fork going to the left and there's a roadblock. Because women are not seeing men. Women are not getting men or not meeting men. But, gentlemen, let me tell you something. Every now and then, a woman will come across a unique individual that has this irresistible desire, passion, strength, determination that will not let anything stand in their way. And they will meet an individual. Hey, what's up, S-Dog? They will meet an individual no matter how the world is, that individual will always be about himself. It will always be about himself. Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out there, I've got to ask you a question. Because even you are at your crossroad right now. But here is the million-dollar question I want to ask all you guys listening right now. Why is it that you keep going towards the easy side? Why do you keep going towards the rainbows, the sunshine? Why do you guys keep going over there where everything is happy, lovely, and safe? And then you wonder why you're losing with women, because a man doesn't go to what is easy. A man goes to the side that is dark and dreary, thunder and lightning, tornadoes and hurricanes, brimstone, fire, and all that other stuff. A man never goes to the easy road or takes the easy road when it comes to manhood and it comes to the game, gentlemen. I want y'all to write this down, because we're going to break some stuff down for y'all. Make sure y'all get your crayons out. Y'all got questions, put a Q. I got you. But let's talk on this, because nobody's talking to y'all about this stuff. And as I said before, every once in a while, a woman's going to run into a man that has no limitations. He has no weaknesses. She's going to run into a man that has unshakable self-confidence, has an unshakable self-belief in himself. And to her, she's going to see him as superhuman. She's going to see him as an alien, because most women are not used to seeing men who have no limitations. Women are not used to seeing this from men. And what happens are it draws them in, because even the woman, like a lot of you guys, have fears. Because the pathway you're going down, because it's so easy, you have fears, limiting habits, behaviors that are holding you back. And for a lot of you guys, unfortunately, you accept the weakness, because you don't choose to go down that pathway of your core. In order to work on your mind, your mental gym, gentlemen, in order to build up mental toughness, mental strength, to have resilience and to have willpower, you must go towards the obstacles. You must go towards disappointment. You must go towards fear. You must go towards rejection. You must go towards excuses. You must go towards everything that is slowing you down and holding you back. But see, unfortunately for a lot of you guys, you run from these things. You see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all run from these things because you are afraid to fail. So many of you guys are afraid to fail. You're afraid to lose. You're afraid to get ridiculed. You're afraid to get knocked down. You're just afraid, and it feels so safe going to the road to the right where everything is perfect, where you can hide under your bed. You can hide in your house. You don't have to do anything at all, and you think the world is going to actually stop and wait for you. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen, and that's what we're talking about today, gentlemen, on the show. And the thing that will draw a woman into that guy that I was telling you about is that when a woman realizes, okay, that their limitations are only limitations, they are going to follow you. Let me say that again. I don't think y'all heard what I said. When a woman realizes that their limitations are only limitations, they will follow you. But going and flipping the coin, gentlemen, when you realize that your limitations are only limitations, you are also going to grow. Because as a man, I am constantly developing my mindset on a daily basis, ensuring that every time I walk out my door, my mind is in prime condition. I didn't say my body, because my body does not define me. I didn't say my clothes, because my clothes do not define me. I didn't say my car or my job. Those things do not define me, nor do my looks define me. What defines me is that every time I get out here, I'm in prime condition to do whatever it is I want to do, because I believe there is nothing that can slow me down or hold me back. There are no limitations, gentlemen, to the game. When you are one with yourself, when you are one with yourself, there are no limitations to the game, gentlemen. And that's what we're talking about today. See, gentlemen, as I said before, it is so important that you have got to condition who you are all day. Because most of you guys don't even realize the remarkable things you can do when you stop limiting yourself. When you feel that you have no limitations, you become dangerous to the world. You become dangerous to women. Because what you don't understand is that you are only scratching a small bit of your mind right now. And every day you get to that fork in the road, you choose not to expand it because, unfortunately, what you see to that left-hand side sometimes when you see the clouds, you see the thunder, you see the obstacles, you see the fear, you see the unknown, you see the cave, you see the worry, you see the anxiety, you see all these things to the left-hand side. And sometimes the mind tells you don't go that way because why would you go to pain? Why would you go to places where, hey, thank you, call you Jay. Thank you for the super chat, brother. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. Why? Your mind is going to tell you, why would you go towards the pain? Discomfort. Let's be safe. Let's run away. Let's stay where we're at because we can stay in our comfort zone. We don't need to expand it. But see, your core is the primary key that will help you have unstoppable willpower, trust, desire, and passion to face any adversity that you guys walk into anytime, anyway. Let's bring in this phone call. Area code 447. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
How you doing, Steve?
Yes, sir. How you? Can you speak a little bit, sir? Wait, let me turn you up a little bit. Hold on, let me see. Hold on a second. Maybe that's on my end. Let me see if I can turn you up a little bit. All right, go ahead. What's your question, brother?
All right. So I'm 17, and
okay, you're 17.
I'm trying to get like a job for to get some money to get coaching. What can I do in the meantime to like prep myself before I get into coaching?
All right, you're 17, and you need to get a job to get coaching. All right, let me tell you a story.
Yep.
When I was 7 and 8 years old, I was a very little competitive little thing. I was competitive. I don't care what it was. I was very competitive, okay? And all my friends used to play marbles, okay? And what they would do is they would take a bunch of rocks and put it in a circle. And then they would dig a bunch of holes inside those rocks, and everybody would dump their marbles down. And when you shoot a marble and knock somebody's marble in the hole, you get to take their marbles, okay? And I sucked at the game. And I kept losing over and over and over and over again. So what I did was I went over to my parents and I asked for some money to get another bag of marbles. And you know what my parents said? They said, no, they're not giving me any marbles. And you know what my little, I think it was like 7 or 8, you know what I did? I took my little 8-year-old at AZZ over to the commissary and I began to bag groceries, began to ask people, excuse me, can I take your groceries to your car and bag their groceries and walk their groceries to the car just so I can get some money to get some more marbles. So when you say that you want to get or saving money, you're not doing anything. Why aren't you cutting grass? Why aren't you doing chores and finding out ways that you can make extra money? All I'm hearing is excuses right now, young man, okay? All I'm hearing is excuses. But if you want to do something, start with your puzzle pieces. But all I'm hearing is excuses, young man, okay?
All right, thanks, Steve.
All right, man. Great call, man. Thank you for the call, man. Throw you back in. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. He just asked me a question. I'm sorry. Most of y'all guys, I'm just answering questions. But anyway, here we go. Let me continue what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay? The hardest thing to do is not... someone wants to go live with me. Sorry, I can't go. The hardest thing to do as a man is knowing that you have disappointments, failure thinking, laziness, procrastination,
limiting beliefs and limiting habits, and to know they're there and you choose not to do anything about it. You choose not to do anything about it. But a student of the game, I don't have any limiting habits and beliefs or disappointments. I don't disappoint myself. I do. I'm sorry. I lied. I'm wrong. Wait a second. I was wrong. I do disappoint myself. There's only one. I do disappoint myself. I'm wrong. I lied. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you the truth. I do disappoint myself. Because every time I pull a woman, I'm never satisfied. Because when I get her, I just not satisfied because I know I could have done it. It's the only time I'm a disappointment to myself. That's the only time I'm a failure. Because when I get them, I am not happy or satisfied because I know I could have done better. So see that? I'm kind of like you guys. But outside of that, when it comes to laziness, procrastination, a lot of you guys are caught up in your temptations. All these things are going on with you. The worry about failure, limiting beliefs and habits and all these things. The things that you guys don't understand is when you are actually truly trying to grow and you're actually truly loving yourself and want to, you will go to the left and you will face these things and not just face them, because some will face limiting habits. Some will face their habit, their failures. Some will face their disappointments and their temptations and laziness. They will face them and run away from them. See, as a man will face these things and we will find the strength within itself to overcome these things. Because when you are actually believing that you can do what it is you can do, you will have the courage to make the toughest decisions in the face of any disappointment, any failure, any limiting belief, any laziness, any procrastination, and all these things whatsoever. 714, I'll bring you in 1 second. What I am saying to you guys out there right now is that I know, well, Steve, it sounds easier said than done. But gentlemen, as I told you before, you are actually in control of 99% of your life. You wake up every morning and brush your goddamn teeth. I hope you brush your teeth every morning. But there is no laziness, procrastination, disappointment, failure, limiting beliefs when you brush your teeth. You pick up a remote control. You grab your car keys. You open the door. You turn on your light. You fix cereal. All these things are not, they're all the same thing because you are actually doing them. Let me go ahead and bring this call in. Area code 714, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Likes up, everybody. Hey, Steve, I want to ask you a question. I want a quick question. Okay, I'm 64, and I've been smoking grass for like 45 years almost every day. And I want to say that it's actually helped me become successful. I don't think I'd be as successful as I was.
Okay, you give me
Here's my question.
What's your question?
Here's my question. Point blank. What do you think about people drinking or smoking weed? Do you think that's okay to do? Or do you think it's not a good thing?
No, listen, if you want to drink and you want to smoke, I'm just saying, you're asking a question. He's asking me, I'm just saying with TikTok, he's asking me on the phone, guys, what do I think about people drinking and smoking? See, this is the thing about a man. A man doesn't worry about what other people are doing. What you are doing does not affect me. And me having a judgment of you is bad for me. It's bad for business for me. Because I should never judge another man on what he does. If you want to do what you want to do, go ahead. Now, if you were to ask me what I think, I don't think anything. I don't do it because I'm my own alcohol. I'm my own ecstasy, mushrooms. I'm my own weed, cocaine, fentanyl, heroin. I am my own drug. So I don't need to use outside things to give me internal
fulfillment like the average surface dweller. But if that is something you want to do, I'm not here to judge you or say don't do it. Do what you do. But if those that want to know when you become a man and get in your core, you're not going to need those things because you are going to be self-fulfilling yourself, and you're going to be happy every day, and you're going to be high off of your own supply. So for me, I don't judge that because what you do is none of my business. But I can't judge, and I have no thought on that. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But for me, I learned at a very young age, I can be that.
That's the perfect response, Steve. That's a good response. I like that. That's a perfect, because you're not coming across judgmental or anything. That's a great response. Anyway, Steve, can you toss me back in?
All right, toss you back in. Yeah, but yeah, go back on what he's saying, guys. Listen. Here's the problem with a lot of people. All y'all do is worry about the next man. Y'all got to listen. Y'all have so many things going on with yourselves, worrying about somebody else. That takes away from your growth. That takes away from what you're doing. Okay. See, what I want you guys to start thinking about, and this is very important for a lot of you guys, is harnessing power to do something. Now, when I say harness, see, you harness power when you turn on the light every morning. You harness power to do when you brush your teeth, when you get cereal, when you are living your life, 99% of your life, you are actually harnessing the power to do these things because you trust in yourself to do them, number one. But number two, your mindset lines up with your behavior. And as long as those two things line up together, you can harness the power because you're not worrying about what's happening. You're just moving. But see, the problem is for a lot of you guys is that your true action of what you want to do is never going to be in line with who you are as long as you're living outside of yourself. And this is where you get setbacks, and this is where you take one step forward and you take two steps back. This is when you see the world as difficult. This is where you get the discomfort. This is where you fall back in your comfort zone. See, most of you guys, again, I keep telling you the game will never be about women. It will never be that way, but most of you make it that way. But let me answer this question right here. Guys, the lines are open. If y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056 is the number. Let me go ahead and answer this question right here. See, you've already lost. I'm going to read this, guys. I just read his first statement, and he already lost. You already lost. You already lost. You already lost. Listen to how much you hate yourself. And gentlemen, ladies, TikTok, I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, I saw a hot chick the other day, walked up to her and say, hey, I'd like to introduce myself. He lost. And I know a lot of you guys saying, wait a second, Steve, how can he lose if he's doing something that he wants to do? Look at what he's saying, everybody. He saw a hot chick. What made her hot? Tell me, what made her hot? That she can put on her makeup really good? That's what made her hot? That she picked the right outfit? That's what made her hot? That she know how to put on mascara, that's what made her hot. And this is why you lose. This is why you lose, because it's sad. It is sad how, see, the reason why men will always win is because the beauty that we see is to the man in the mirror. And I didn't say women cannot be beautiful, but beauty, sexuality, desire, those things are earned. You just don't give those things away. And look at what you're saying. I saw a hot chick yesterday. And the reason you froze is because you have no self-worth. You have no self. Call me. I'm telling you, you don't even have to ask him why he didn't answer. Because he has no self-worth. When you don't have self-worth, you don't trust yourself. You don't trust the narrative. You don't trust that you can move. And when you can't move, you're going to get walked over. It's sad. It's sad that this is what women have to deal with on a daily basis, as I said before, and this is why men win. Because men are always learning, mastering, and perfecting to be able to do the things that you do in 99% of your life all year round, and I mean, and that is changing to the conditions that come your way. It is amazing how when it is hot outside and you know what the temperature is, you adjust to the conditions. It's amazing how when you go outside and you know it's about to rain, you adjust to the conditions. It's amazing when it's cold outside and you know it's really cold out there, you adjust to the conditions. But for some odd reason, when it comes to a woman, you're mush. Don't know what to do and how to do it. Because everything is a setback. Everything is an excuse. And then you wonder why you don't win with women, because you have not even created, cultivated, or trusted yourself to be able to adjust to the setbacks, adjust to the conditions. You have trained yourself, gentlemen. When you walk out your door, you adjust to all the unpredictable circumstances of the weather. How is it that you can't do this when you get around a woman? You want to know why? Because you're not one with yourself when it comes to women. And nobody's going to tell you that. And nobody's going to teach you that. See, you can't have any setbacks and bounce back from them if all you're doing is running away from those things. You can't do that. You won't win. You're not building your mind to overcome. It's not a limitation. It's like a piece of paper. There are no limitations. But when you are not set in your foundation, everything you thought or think about truly weakens your mindset. It weakens your spirit to move forward and ahead. But as a man, when you get your core by constantly learning who you are by your scribe, your marketing team, learning who you are, and accepting the failures and accepting the mistakes. Failure, rejection, and all those things should be your best friend. They should be like a shadow. They should be your best friend. Because the only way to get through this is to love the thing that you actually fear. Because it's not going anywhere. The rejections and failures, they're not going anything. But in your mind, you don't want to learn from things. You want to run from things. And you accept running from things versus trying to shun that off because you don't want to deal with the pain that it's going to take to be a man. A man, what draws the woman in is that she knows when she talks to a real man that that man is cultivating self-discipline. That man is focusing on himself. He is persistent and commits to himself, and he will go to his desired outcome, regardless of all the noise and all the chaos around him, and all the adversities that are trying to pull you in so many directions, because he is one thought, one mind, one way, his way, because everything else, gentlemen, is wrong. Because everything else is wrong. And people just don't see what I'm talking about. They don't, they've never been talked to this way. Because what you see as complex is beauty to a man. And the reason why in that complexity, in that frustration that you see, in that gray cloud, in that storm, in that rejection, and in all these bad things, a man sees beauty in it all. And the reason he sees beauty in those complex things in the storm is because all the answers to keeping his mind free are right in front of him. And all that, all those storm clouds and all these things, okay? All these things. Undo the puzzles and start over again. That's what you do next. Or get some coaching. There you go. I saw what you were saying. I got you. Anyway, let me keep going. See, I'm not saying that this is like touching a hot stove. But in your mind, it's making you think that you're touching a hot stove. Because the pain of failure, the pain of rejection, pain of feeling silly, the pain of judgment, the pain of ridicule, or the pain that everybody's watching you can be just as painful as putting your hand on the stove. And the pain sometimes in your mind is so great that you don't want to feel that pain. So what you want to do is hide away from that pain. Because every time you see a woman that you're interested in, you then feel the pain that you would have of a stove. So then you run back, you run away, walk away. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to, it's not pain. This is why I tell you, y'all laugh at me. I watch cartoons. I'm a big kid. If y'all see me on Facebook, I was geeking. Thank you for the 84 likes. Thank you, 84 likes. You know, I was geeking. If y'all saw me on Facebook, man, I was tripped out. I was watching on the Disney Channel, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Boy, Vader, Batman, Vader is that dude. I was all excited about that. I was a big kid. Why? Because I am always critically and creatively working on my mind. And as I work on my mind, anything that erupts and blows up will be tapered down by what I am to myself. And I am aware of what's going on. But here's the beautiful thing. Just because you're aware of what's going on, gentlemen, doesn't mean you've got it solved. But here's the million-dollar question. You are aware of a lie, a false reality, and a false perception, but you are unaware that that perception and that reality that you have right now is not really you. It is kind of like wearing an outfit, a shirt, or a hat. But what's so amazing about your shirts and your hats that you wear is that all you do every day is you just change the hats. Still have the same feeling, change the hats. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that it feels like it's real, but it's not. It's like you're in 4D. It's like you're in the world right now and you see a woman and you feel something. You feel fear or anxiety or worry, and you actually think it's real. You actually think that you're not good enough. you actually think that something bad will happen if that woman says no to you. And you are the reason why you're failing, because you are actually believing the lies that you are telling yourself, because you choose not to be aware of yourself and how you operate and how you move as a man. Because as a man, and since I've been doing and learning game, and since I was 9, I've always prioritized me. Women were not at the top of my list. My scribe, my marketing team, my culinary school, these were things I had to cultivate. I had to get these things together. The priority was learning poetry to get my mouthpiece right. The priority was studying me more than I can. And I was all about me, managing me. Question. We got a question popping up. Let's read the question. Guys, y'all want to call in? Wait, but let me get to this text before I hit the question. No, let me see. Let me see here. Let me read the text message you have. The text message is, I do like to cook. I cook mostly food with meat in it. Benny, you don't, Benny, why do you have the name Benny Got Game when you don't have game, dude? You're telling me the woman said to you, I like to cook. I cook mostly food with meat in it, and you can't reply to that? I'm going to go on because I don't think you're serious about that cake stuff. Anyway, girl said she wanted to do something with me, but she can't suck anything because she would throw up. So I kicked her out. There way can this is, let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask you humans a question. You want to know why men like us win and why surface dwellers like you will always lose? Because there is nothing in you to understand that when a woman is reaching out to you and expressing herself, hoping that you don't treat her wrong or judge her, what are you doing, surface dweller? Why would you kick her out for her being honest with you and sharing something personal that is meaningful in her life that she is sharing with you? And the only thing you can do, well, you know what? I'm glad you did that, because she doesn't deserve a loser like you. So I'm glad you did that, because she needs a man, not a boy. What is wrong with you dwellers? How is it that you want to judge a woman for being honest with you? The woman is telling you something personal, something near and dear to her heart, thinking that she can trust you, opening herself up to you first. And what do? You make her feel like crap. You make her feel bad. You make her feel useless. You make her feel terrible because of your selfish needs, and this is why you lose. Wait, let me pause for a second. Can you please stop this cake thing you're saying, sir? Please, you're in the wrong room with that rapport stuff. Please don't say that cake stuff in here. Wrong room, sir. But let me continue what I was saying on this. And see, this is the problem, man. See, y'all always wonder. It's like y'all think I protect women, but this is what women deal. This is why, man, this is, I feel so bad for women. This is what women got to deal with on a daily day basis. And James Carey, this is the last time. Do not ask me any questions. I'm going to put you in timeout. Do it again. I'm kicking you out. What I'm saying to you guys is this. Women have insecurities and low self-esteem and some low self-worth. And when they feel comfortable enough with you, these women will start to express themselves to you and start sharing things that are near and dear to their heart. And you mean to tell me the only thing you want to do is dismiss her for being honest with you? Sad. Get to the next question. Yeah, I know, Raw. I know I messed up, Raw. Thanks, Raw. So are women attracted to self-confidence because it inspires their confidence in you? Is it part of the problem, a lack of self-confidence? No. Part of the problem is, C-man, is that number one, you're worried about women, strike one. Number two, you are worried about other men, strike two. The next problem is you're not focusing on yourself, strike three. Strike three. Because let me explain something to you. If I told you women were attracted to confidence, you would look for confidence like they look for happiness outside of themselves. And that's your problem. You're looking for one word to find a way to systematically cheat the game so she can sleep with you, and you lose. And it's not even about the self, about the confidence, because confidence is a part of a man. That's not who he is. That's what he's about internally. It is amazing. It's amazing. Crazy. Crazy. How can y'all guys, listen. Let me bring in 224. He probably saved me, or maybe not. 224, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, this is the guy whose question you had just answered about the kicking her out. And I just have some confusions about the situation. So I was just confused as, like, because I thought, like, we were told, like, we should be, like, putting ourselves first, and that, like, if a woman was saying stuff like,
well, wait a second.
Like,
come on. She's telling you something personal because she trusts you to lead her as a man. But because you were in your feminine, you wanted to get rid of her because she told you that it makes her throw up to do that? Because she has a gag reflex?
Well, I mean, I thought it was just like kind of like an excuse because of her like not actually wanting to do it, because I thought that's
Wait, stop. No. Wait, hold on, CM. That's what you meant. Hold on, caller. Let me tell you about this site, right? This show right here, CM. See, I'm not boo-boo the fool. What you say first is what you actually are. So don't try to backtrack and act like you're talking about yourself, because all you're doing is talking about women and other men. So don't try that, dog. Come on, man. Look, Jay, push aside the ego and self-importance and accept what I said, because you're never going to grow unless you do that. Because if you were about what you were saying, you wouldn't have typed that little cake thing that you posted, sir. Now, back to you. Now, you said, sir, you thought that she was playing games?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it just meant like, okay, she just didn't want to do it.
Wait. If she likes it or she doesn't, what business is it of yours?
Well, I mean, I thought we were supposed to put ourselves first, so if I wanted her to suck my dick and she wasn't sucking my dick, then I should just, like, say, all right, well, I guess we can't come to a consensus here.
How long have you known her for?
I met her that night.
Then this is not the right place for you. You're in the wrong place. Why do you think that? Why do you think this is not the right place for you? Because you're desperate, needy, creepy, weird, and thirsty.
Wait, how would I be considered desperate for just turning
down? Let me tell you how desperate you are. Because all you want to do is smash. And it shows
no,
how
I didn't.
Weak you are. No, you wanted to get some dome. You wanted some dome. and she told you that she had a gag reflex. Instead of accepting that, what is she supposed to do? Change who she is to please you when you don't even know who you are?
Caller,
this isn't about you putting yourself first. This is about you not paying attention to the woman, because all you are doing is, because of your thirst, you're not paying attention to what's in front of you. Because it's not bad to want to have sex. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that you got to learn that every woman is going to have some kind of thing. And if she's telling you what her thing is and she's expressing that to you, why would you get mad at her because she couldn't do what you wanted that way? Why would you get mad?
I mean, I wasn't mad at her. I just thought that I should have, if sorry.
No, listen. I'm glad you let her go because she needs a man. I think you did a good thing. I think you did great. I'm glad you let her go because she doesn't need anybody like you, because you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
Does that make any sense or no?
I mean, yeah, I guess I misinterpreted the whole putting me first. So in that situation.
Wait. A woman says, well, I'm not ready to have sex. And you think putting yourself first and say, oh, no, you got to have sex with me, I'm going to dismiss you? Who told you that? I never taught you that.
No, that's not it. But, I mean, she said she was, like,
no,
down the fuck.
That's how you're thinking. She told you she had a gag reflex that made her throw up. So instead of being cool and understanding that, you just ready to dismiss her very just quickly.
Yeah.
But you don't see it. But you don't see it though.
I just thought it was just putting myself first. So just a misunderstanding on my part.
Wait. How are you putting yourself first by dismissing someone that opens up to you about something she can't do?
Well, I thought of it as just like, I didn't see it as something she couldn't do. I thought of it as like maybe she was seeing me in some form of light where she didn't want
Okay, if she's just telling you this, you think she's just playing around? You think she's joking? She's telling you some private information. So you think that's a joke? Because if she didn't want to deal with you, she would say, let's be friends.
Right, I guess I just heard to.
You
I was just trying to be too.
You were trying to be thirsty, and you were, listen, it's okay to be selfish. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing to be selfish, but when you're dealing with a woman that tells you, see, it's a difference between, see, if she said something like, you got to take me out to dinner to even get some of my time, and you dismissed her, that would be fine. If she says that you got to pay a bill of hers to spend time with her and you dismiss her, that would have been fine. Because that's what she does and not who she is. She told you who she is, and because she told you who she is, you dismissed her off of who she is, not what she does. You see what I'm saying, caller? Two totally different things. She's telling you something that is wrong with her. That's not a dude, that's an I am, right? So you got to be more careful with the I ams versus the I do's. Now, she said you got to take me out to an expensive restaurant and you dismissed her, I would have gave you an A+. But if she's going to an I am and telling you something that's going on with her, that's something that she's probably embarrassed about anyway, and she's sharing that information with you and you dismiss her, you're dismissing her for the wrong reasons. Because here's the thing, big dog, if you have your roster, she doesn't have to be the one to do that because she can't do that. But there are other things she can do. So if I have three, if I have a woman that cannot cook breakfast, should I dismiss her because she can't do it? No, I'll train her to do it. But if she can't cook breakfast, then maybe she can cook lunch. Maybe she can cook dinner. You see what I'm saying? Maybe she's good at giving me massages. Maybe there's something that other than, okay, you watch football, young man?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, a receiver's strength is his hands, right? And a running back's power is how he runs, right? But sometimes a running back can't be a receiver if he don't have the hands. So what the team does is put the person in the position that can benefit the team. You don't just dismiss, okay, if let's say Emmitt Smith or Walter Payton or Barry Sanders came to you and said, well, I can run, but I can't catch. Would you get rid of them? Hey, what do you mean you can't catch? But no, I will find a position for you to play. If you can run the ball, then I will hand the ball off to you. If you can catch the ball, I will throw the ball to you. But I will not expect a wide receiver to run or a running back to catch unless he can catch out the backfield. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah. So
you've got
a follow-up. So with this girl tonight, it's not that we set up plans specifically, but we were originally like in a group of people. And it's a guarantee that I'm going to be seeing her tonight, not as in, like, we're going on a date or anything, but there's just we're going to be at a mutual spot that's in our area. And
why go? Why are you wasting your time?
Oh, well, it's a spot I would go to regardless of whether she was there or not.
All right, because I don't know why you hang out with the food. I mean, you already dismissed
her. No, I don't. I'm saying that it's a bar, so we are all going to that bar. Just by like,
why are you doing this sign fit? I don't understand y'all dwellers, man. Why are you hanging out with the food? Why are you hanging out with guys who don't have game?
No. I'm saying, Steve, that I would be going to this bar regardless of whether she was coming or not. But it just so happens that in conversation yesterday, they told me that they were going to be going tonight anyway. So I know they're going to be there.
I don't care if they're going. I'm not hanging out with them. Why would I? What benefit would it be to me to hang out with a bunch of guys that are thirsty for a bunch of women? Why would I want to do myself there? I understand you're going there, but don't hang out with those guys, man. You're wasting your time. Because
I'm talking about the girl. The girl, and they're all girls. Like it's a whole girl group or whatever.
What I'm saying is that what are you going to do about it when you see her?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I mean, like, should I just charge it to the game because I messed up? Because like. She opened herself up, and then
you gotta own this one. Just tell her, look, I made a mistake. I judged you too fast, and I appreciate what you told me. So, Rady, allow me to make it up to you by taking you out this day, this time. You see what I'm saying? Whenever you mess up, you can say, allow me to make it up. But when she does it, you can have her do it. But you messed this one up. So well, I don't want you to apologize. No. I want you to say sorry. Because you're saying sorry and allow me to make it up to you. I don't want you to say all sorry. Right, you are No. Don't do it. Yeah, allow me to make it up to you.
Okay, allow me to make it up to you.
Yeah, allow me to make it up to you. You know, if you're free tonight, let's get out of here or let's go somewhere. You know what I mean? I got 100 ways to make it up to you and let you know that everything's cool. I did something. I don't have to say I did something wrong with it. You know what I mean? You gotta own this one, dog. Listen, if she's talking about an I do, I'm gonna give you an A+ because you should dismiss her. But if there's something wrong, because a lot of women have sometimes feminine problems and things like that, right? And sometimes they will be able to express themselves to somebody to get more understanding. And you gotta have understanding when it's an I am because that is personal. That's personal. But, like, feeding me, you got to pay a bill and all that stuff, that's not personal. So that's when you dismiss. You just got to understand that, okay, she can't catch the ball, but she can cover a wide receiver real good. So instead of putting her on the offensive side of the ball, I'm going to find a spot to put her on the defensive side of the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Good call, brother. I appreciate you. We'll throw you back in, man. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Let me grab some of these questions right here. Question right here. My friend's coworker thinks that I'm cute. Tony. The first thing I want you to do before I tell you about the second thing is please get rid of your friend. Please get rid of your weight that is going to hold you down and hold you back. You're a grown man having your little butt buddy run around telling a girl that you like her, she likes you, like you're in high school. Lose the friend. Lose the friend. You're not in high school anymore. And if you were in high school, this is elementary stuff. You get a pass if you're in elementary school and you're in the part, you're at recess, and then your guys tell the girls that you're interested and all that. That's okay at elementary school. But you're a grown young man and you got your little butt buddy running around telling her about that man, dude. Let me tell you, dog, number one, get rid of the loser, because you are a percentage of the people you hang around with. Number two, stop talking to women at your job. Let me get to the next question. What a shame.
Well, hey, how you doing? I got a friend, and my friend likes you. You know, do you like him? Let me know so I can run back and tell my friend that you, man, dude, y'all got to wake up from this stuff, dog.
This is why y'all losing, man. Y'all got to stand up as men. Stand up as men. Let me get to the next question. Guys, you got a question? Put a Q in there. Guys, y'all call in. We're not done talking. I got to catch up with the questions. Give me a second, guys. I got to catch up with the questions. Make sure. This guy says inferiority complex is just another way of thinking. And other men, what? Okay, I don't know what that means. Please correct your grammar and say something right. Please say something right. Okay, I don't understand what that means. Are having friends important? Coda, yes, they are important. Having friends are the most important thing that you can have. Let me tell you about my friends. Not that. That's not my friend. Let me tell you. That's not my friend. Let me tell you about my friends. My friend, the detective. My friend, the construction worker. My friend who, the engineer of my studio. The guy that handles my film room is my friend. My guide is my friend. My warrior is my friend. My gym is my friend. My creativity is my friend. My culinary school is my friend. The librarian that runs my library is my friend. My senate is my friend. My scribe is my friend. My amusement park is my friend. My marketing team is my friend. My drug lab is my friend. And last but not least, I shouldn't have told you about this, but I'll tell you as well. My blacksmith is my friend. So yes, you should have friends. You should have friends. But wait, you talking about the ones outside of these guys? Oh, I forgot, because you all about what you do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm all about who I am and not what I do, but you mean your loser friends that you have outside, the guys that you call all day that says, well, I saw Sally today, and you know what? She sure was looking pretty. Gosh darn it. I wish, well, you know what? I'm going to talk to her at the dance. Oh, I forgot. You're outside of yourself. So, no. If you're thinking with your mind, you should have friends. But other than that, all your loser friends – get rid of your losers. I'm telling y'all, get rid of the losers. Y'all think I'm joking. Get rid of them. Get rid of those loser friends of yours, because they're the reason why you are being held back from the game, son. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let me make sure I got this. Any calls good? Let me make sure I... Listen, I'm saying to you, I don't care if she works with you or not. You should be worrying about that loser that's hovering around you like a parasite
going around talking to women like something is wrong with you, like you're on the short bus or something. Well, I got my friend over here, and he like you, and I know you are, but what am I? Okay, we'll see you at recess. I mean, that's how you sound, dog. Come on, man. Man, you better get rid of that guy. That guy's holding you down. That guy's holding you back. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Y'all got a question? Put a Q in there. If I miss your question, ask it again. I got you. We are chopping up game. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And as I'm saying before, to all you guys out there, what pathway are you guys going to decide on taking as men? As men. Look at the pathway you are on right now of sitting around here and in high school and sitting around saying to people that, oh, my gosh. Hold on, let me bring in area code 614. 614, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Uncle Steve? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, so I've been watching your channel for not too long, and one of the things that I'm definitely struggling with right now is just I'm kind of lost, and I hear you talk about the 100 puzzle piece, and so I found my 100 puzzle piece set, and I worked on it, I made it, and I wrote down some of the thoughts that I had while I was completing it. And for me, it's just, I guess I'm confused as to where to go next.
Destroy it and start over again. Why? What? What happened? Why are you quiet?
So just destroy it?
And start over. Because you have not mastered anything yet. And your silence shows me you haven't mastered anything. And don't ask me what that is. I'll give you one. You still cannot even communicate with yourself. So do it and keep doing it. If you walk up to a woman and you can't talk to her, keep doing the puzzles. Because in order to have game, one must be able to communicate with oneself. And all you have been doing is communicating that I'm a loser, I'm scared of women, and I don't know what to say. So keep doing your puzzles. Is there any other questions?
Yeah, I had, thank you for that response. I had another question.
Sure.
One thing you also talked about.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I just want to say thank you. No, I was just saying thank you to 121 likes. Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, one thing that you also talk about too is that we shouldn't be chasing after women. We should be really focusing on ourselves. And for me, I always get kind of confused with how do we, if we're always focusing on ourselves, then where does a woman come into that? So like,
she doesn't come into it because you're
focused on ourselves and we attract women, or is it like?
What comes after 293?
294.
What comes after 965?
966.
What comes before 12?
11.
Okay. You see that? So that means that when you're focused on yourself, like your numbers, when you get in front of a woman, you already know what to do, and you just do it without thinking about it like you just did with your numbers, because your numbers and your alphabets are at your core where I'm trying to get you at. See, your thought is I've got to communicate with the woman first. I'm showing you like you did with your numbers and your alphabets. When you were able to communicate with yourself, there is no issue with the woman because it's go time at that point. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. The game ain't about women. Has nothing to do with women. Has everything to do with what you do and how you communicate yourself to yourself, how you build. Now tell me something. How many ways do you have to make a woman smile right now? Just say none. Just say zero.
Yeah, if I'm going to be honest, nothing. I got
nothing. Right, of course. Right. How many ways do you have a woman to make her laugh? Say none.
I got nothing.
How many ways do you have a woman to blush?
Nothing.
So, why do you think you need to hit those puzzle pieces? Because if you ain't got nothing, then you are doing everything wrong because you're not creating what it is you should be doing. You think it's supposed to just fall out of the sky? Think about this. You're not creating any of that stuff. So when it's time to make her smile, how are you to make her smile when you haven't even created ways to make her smile?
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So, but see, all right, have you created, again, I'm going to use an old one, but have you created what you're going to do if a woman knocked at your door?
Nope.
Have you created your lights? Have you created how you want your music if she comes over?
No, I haven't created none of that.
So then what is it that you're doing with your life? How is it that you're not creating this stuff? This is what I'm talking about. This is why you've got to do the puzzle pieces over, because you're not communicating with yourself. You must create it. You must create it.
And yeah, yet, I think I see what you're saying.
Right, and yet you have not done anything, but yet you expect everything. You guys are not doing, you're not building your culinary school. You're not building your marketing team. You're not building your Senate. You're not building anything, but yet you expect a woman to just take her clothes off. Like, I think it was that, not Ace Ventura, that, what was that movie with your boy where he, I forgot the name of the movie. But what I'm saying is that you expect women just to want to be with you, and you have not created anything. You haven't even created how to make a meal. You have not created to whisper in her ear. You haven't created how you're going to move in for the kiss. You haven't created how you're going to text her. You haven't created how you're going to move her from this to there. You haven't even done that. So how do you think it's supposed to actually happen if you don't create it?
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I always thought it would just happen naturally.
No. You must create it. It doesn't happen naturally. Did your numbers happen naturally? Your alphabets happen naturally? No. You had to learn those things. Right?
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. So this is where – no, it was the – it was a Jim Carrey movie where he played God. You remember he saw the woman and he went like this and his clothes ripped off and stuff with Morgan Freeman. It was Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman. That movie. I'm sorry. I was just talking to the chat room. But do you see what I'm saying, Big Dog? That's why you see,
you're just
doing the puzzles just to do the puzzle. You're not doing the puzzle to be able to start create. You must, there's two things with the puzzle. The first thing is the border, because that's your square. That's the first thing. Second thing is working outside in. Third thing is communicating with yourself, and that's all I can give you. You got to learn the rest. But if you cannot communicate yourself to yourself, how can you communicate yourself to a woman? Because the first communication when you see a woman is not you to the woman. The first communication is what you say to yourself based off of how you feel about yourself. Based off of what you can do versus what you can't do. And if you can't do it, you're going to focus on the can't do, because then all of a sudden that's where the fears, the anxieties, the limitation, the excuses, and all those things come with it. But if you can do it like you did your numbers, you're good to go, because all you do is just show up and show out. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I see you're too busy trying to, again, I tell guys, you are either trying to fit out of the box or you're trying to fit in her box. Why not be the box and stop worrying about fitting in or fitting out and just focus on you and show up how you are to yourself and stop worrying about these women? Bruce Almighty. Thank you, guys. Yes. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does, Uncle Steve.
So, yeah, I know you had some great questions. But I know, a lot of guys hear the puzzle pieces and think I'm giving you a gimmick or something.
But what I'm giving you is something that no YouTuber is telling. There is not one YouTuber telling you to do that. And the reason why I'm letting y'all guys know that is show you the difference in what we know is game than everybody else. Because in order for me to fix you is not tell you what to do and how to think. That's the problem. 99% of these YouTubers are always telling you how to think. I'm saying you can think for yourself, but you must communicate with yourself first. You can't think for yourself if you can't communicate to yourself. Does that make any sense, young man?
Yeah, it does, Steve.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Any other questions you got, brother?
Nah, man, that was it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Okay, someone said, hey, gummy bear. I hope that was a woman. I can't see. I got to wear my glasses. See, wait. I mean, I got to put my glasses on. It's so small. Let me see if that's a woman. Oh, man, you look like a dude. Dude, don't be calling no guy no gummy bear, dude. All right, anyway, thank you, caller. All right, anyway, so what I'm saying to you guys out there, y'all got the number. Y'all got any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. I got you covered. I'm continuing talking about what I'm discussing right now. And we're talking about what road are you taking, gentlemen? And so many of you guys out there are taking the wrong road. You're taking the road that is safe. You're taking the road that has rainbows, sunshine, and everything is perfect for you. And the reason why that road, and get your crayons out, the reason why that road is great, sunshine, rainbows, and no problems, is it's because it's your comfort zone. In your comfort zone or your prison, everything is perfect. Everything is nice. There is no worry, and there is always sunny days and rainbows. And this is why you guys lose, because you rather feel comfortable and lose versus feeling uncomfortable and winning. See, having game and learning your core, gentlemen, requires a man to have this thing called inner strength, because he has an inner perspective, because he has an inner belief in himself that breaks him apart from everybody else to do the thing that he sets out to do, even though he might not accomplish it. Listen to what I'm saying. Even though he might not accomplish it. And are you ready for the shocker? If he doesn't accomplish it, it's victory. Hold on. I know I'm throwing y'all off. Slow it down, Steven. If he doesn't accomplish it, it's still victory. If she turns him down, it's still victory. If she rejects him, it's still victory, because that man will never be defined by the reaction of a woman. The reason why he wins, because he does what he sets out to do versus making excuses why he shouldn't do it. He doesn't look at the last domino. He only looks to himself and is proud that he had the strength, the courage, and the nutsack to go in that dark cave and talk to that woman. And no matter if he wins or learns, because we really don't lose, it doesn't matter, because the win is in the action, not the end result. Oh, wait, hold on. Whoa. This is my slow motion. Hold up. Let's break it down, because I don't think y'all know what I told you that. Whoa, listen to what I'm saying. This should be a light bulb moment for you guys. The win, write it down. The win in the action and not the result. Because the result is none of my business, because the result does not define me. My actions define me. My actions, my strength, my confidence, my mouthpiece. Me, my, I. My favorite song.
question you asked, how do you stop a bad addiction by becoming your own addiction, brother? Why don't you learn how to be addicted to yourself instead of outside substances, and maybe you'll change? But anyway, as I was saying to you, Patawans, the victory will always be in the action, never the result. I will never lose talking to a woman, because what she says and what she does is none of my business, because she's got every right to say what she wants to say, because she's allowed to. I'm not here to control her. What I am saying is that I am all things. I can do anything I choose to do. And anything is actually possible to do and achieve when I set a action to it. Whether the result is what I want is none of my business. What? Am I supposed to cry because she doesn't want me? Am I supposed to be upset because she doesn't, well, like, she's not interested in me? Am I supposed to get under my bed? Or wait, am I supposed to slowly back out of that street and run to my comfort zone because she tells me she has a boyfriend? Man, come on, man. What part of the game is that? Which part of the game is that? She doesn't make me. I make me. Every answer that I need, she can never provide me with because she isn't me. I have my answers because I am the only one of my kind, and I must learn how to communicate to myself and not allow somebody else to communicate their world to my world. That's how deep game is. There's you asking a question. Hold on. Let me see here. You're asking a question. Let me see here. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Wait, you put a question in, James, what you asking? My abilities call or elaborate with the question. Wait, did you ask me a question? Why don't Dangerous? I don't know if that's a question or not. How do I get better with my mouthpiece? You can't. You can't. Your mouthpiece is just a part of you, dog. You got bigger problems than your mouthpiece. You have no sense of self, no sense of direction. You have no compass. And yet you want to work on a mouthpiece? Dude, you got other problems than working on your mouthpiece. But yet, see that, guys? I just told that man for the last few minutes how he has to communicate with himself. And look at the question he's asking me. He asked me that question. I can't make this up. This is why the game ain't for everybody. Because y'all just, it's just crazy. I don't understand. It's just, it blows my mind. Blows my cake mind. It blows me. Wow, amazing. You see, gentlemen, for all my video game aficionados, if you play Call of Duty, guys, if you play Battlefield, PUBG, if you play Oblivion, Skyrim, or any kind of RPG game, what you'll notice is that the better you upgrade your character, the more you level up with certain traits. And see, all I'm trying to tell you guys that you guys don't understand is that you need traits. You need to create traits and stuff for yourself. But if I ask you guys, what are your building blocks? Okay, if I ask you guys, what are your building blocks, what would you say? Guys, how can one have a building block? Again, I asked that young man, how would he open the door to a woman? And I know for a lot of you guys out there that are surface dwellers, they're like, what do you mean open the door? You just go over there and open the door and tell her to come on in. Yeah, that's why you're losing as a surface dweller. But for me, I must sit down and cultivate
what will happen in my mind and why I want it to happen in my mind. I want to open that door. But before I open the door, I want to make sure the lights are dim to bring out a little bit of intimacy. I want to make sure the music is right to set the mood. I want to make sure that I'm smelling good, looking good. And I want to make sure I have her favorite wine ready to go. I want to make sure when I walk over there that when I open that door, I want to make sure that the first thing I do is look at her to make sure I recognize the time that she has taken to fix herself up to come over to my place. You see that, guys? I am creating it already in my mind. And I am not going to just tell her to come in. I'm going to grab her. I'm going to take, remember, I'm getting to how specific, right hand to left hand, grab her. I'm going to twirl her around. And as I twirl her around with the left hand, as soon as she comes full circle, my right hand is going right around her waist. And I'm going to bring her in. And as I bring her in, I'm going to lean over. What choice? I got a choice of how I'm going to lean, but I'm going to lean over and I'm going to be in her ear. And I'm going to tell her how sexy she looks, how nice she smells, and how good, how glad I am to have her here. And then I'm going to pull back. My right hand is going to grab her hand, and I'm going to walk her in, not invite her in, but walk her in. See how technical it is? This is just opening the door, Nicole. Opening the door should be. See, you Netflix and chill guy, hey, come on in. Come on, hey, come on in, sit down. Come on and sit down. What I am saying is that I created it. I know it because I've rehearsed it. See, y'all guys are too busy practicing. See, practicing something means that you don't know it and you're trying to learn it. But rehearsing something means you're trying to perfect what you already know. Oh, my God, let me back that up. Let me back that up because I don't think you heard what I said. See, y'all guys are too busy practicing how to talk to a woman, practicing an approach and practicing doing this and practicing texting that. I don't practice, bro. I rehearse. I already know what I'm going to do. I'm just trying to perfect what it is I know. So instead of going over there and opening up the door, instead of looking her in her eyes, instead of grabbing her hand and twirling her around, instead of taking my right hand and bringing it around her thigh and bringing her in, whispering her how sexy looking at her, instead of doing that and grab her hand, how can I perfect it? See that, guys? That's how deep it is. How can I? It has nothing to do with her. How can I perfect the move? What more can I add to it to make it perfect in my eyes? Because once it's perfect in my eyes, it's good. I can just put that on the shelf in the library and pull that out whenever I want to pull out the move. But see, you guys don't even think this deep. Every move that you have should be rehearsed because you believe in the move. The reason why I rehearse so much is because in order to be able to look her in her eye, in order to grab her hand and twirl her around, in order to take my right hand and put it around her waist and bring her in order to turn to her ear and say those things, I must have ambition to reach the unpredictable seas that are ahead of me and realize that even though I'm going to face uncertainty with that woman on the other side of the door, that I am still going to motivate myself to do what it is I say I'm going to do. Because every woman's going to give me a different reaction. Yes, they're going to smile. Of course, they're going to smile. They're going to bless. They're going to feel good, all that stuff. But some women I know when I bring her in the door, I can't then, well, again, if I was rehearsing it, remember, the next step would be as I walk her into the door, I let her hand go, say, oh, yeah, I forgot, grab her waist, let her butt cheek smack the door and close the door. Then I lean in for a kiss. That is perfecting it. See what I'm saying? And then from that point, I will grab her and walk her in and let her make herself at home, and then I will go get her favorite wine. See, I can keep perfecting the rehearsal. I can keep pushing and doing this because my ambition to reach the highest peaks have nothing to do about the unpredictability. Because remember, the unpredictability does not define me. What happens at the end does not define me. And because it doesn't define me, it makes me enthusiastic because I am excited about what's going on. I am excited because I don't give up. I'm excited because I don't give in. I'm excited because I don't make excuses. I'm excited because I'm not thinking like you. Because everything that I see, especially when it comes to a woman, is a new perspective on how I can change her mindset to show her why me. That's what I'm trying to be, conquer. I'm sorry. I am trying to conquer. I'm sorry. The conquering mentality is all that I am. I'm sorry. That's what I am, trying to perfect conquering. Because the persistence and my determination has nothing, okay, nothing to do with whatsoever the situation. I am persistent in me. I cannot be persistent in her, and I cannot have her be my determination of what it is I do, because this is why I tell you I'm 50 years. I'll be 51 in August. God, I love being a Leo. 51 in August. But I tell you, I'm a big kid. I don't look 51 because I don't think like a 51-year-old. I don't even think about the age thing until I know August, because August, I love Leos. But I'm just saying that I'm a big kid. And what comes with a big kid is a big sexual creativity, a big sexual imagination, and a big sense of sexual adventureness. And that's what they get from somebody that's a big kid, because I am always curious on me, because I want to keep opening the doors, because the doors in your mind are infinite, gentlemen. They're infinite, okay? I want to open those doors that have been closed and everything. I want to open up the windows that have been locked. I want to look at all the opportunities I can be for myself and nobody else. Got a question right here. Let me ask this question right here. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. That is 563-999-3056. Put a Q if you got a question. I got you covered. Can you explain why you're more upset with yourself when you get them when you don't? Okay, Cody, the reason why I'm upset with myself, okay, I want to be greater than I am. And I'll never reach this, me chasing my own ghost. But there is a thrill when I see a woman. The thrill isn't in the woman. The thrill is betting on me. I bet on myself. And I make a bet with myself, how many moves is it going to take to get her? And I bet you I can break that. I bet you I can beat that number. And I always lose to the house. I don't lose when she says no. Even though to you guys, it's a victory. See, you guys will take a victory and be complacent. Like if a woman gives you a little bit of play, you're like, oh, I don't need to study anymore. I don't need to go beyond that point. Thank you, 163 likes. I don't need to do anything. I can just stay complacent. No, because I am very competitive. I am never satisfied getting what I get, because I always will feel I can do better. And I will never be satisfied with just getting them. That's not satisfaction. That's me questioning why or where did I go wrong and where can I do better. That's the beauty of game. I get to go back and rehearse, and I get to go and think of how can I perfect what it is I'm doing. That if she says no, boyfriend not interested, that doesn't bother me. It bothers me when I win, because I could have done it better. I'm never going to be satisfied with a win. I will accept learns, not losses, but learns, but I will never be satisfied with a win. Okay, that's what I'm saying to you guys out here. All right, Cody, y'all got a question, guys. Y'all go ahead. We got you covered.
If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. Thanks, Unique. I guess it is. I don't know if it's Father's Day on your side of the planet. I don't know. But let me continue what I was saying. See, gentlemen, as I was saying to you guys before, the child in you, I always tell you, man, there's nothing. Listen, I don't know what – somewhere along your life, some woman ran up to you and said, oh, you're so immature. You need to act more mature. Now, listen, let me tell you, there is a difference between having your friend run up and tell a woman, hey, my friend likes you. That's, we ain't talking about that immaturity. I'm saying to look at life as fun, enjoyment, like you did as a kid, where you can have that sense of adventure to have fun and enjoy who you are and enjoy what you do, okay? All right? Let me see. Peach has asked a question. I guess you're asking me this. Let me see, Peach. You're asking. Let me see. Let me pull that up. How can a woman ever satisfy a man that's, well, you can't. I don't know what you mean by insatiable, because a lot of these surface dwellers have an insatiable appetite for certain things. So I don't know what you, I need more depth in your question. I need more depth in the question that you're asking, because I don't know if it's coming from a surface dweller side or a man side. So I need more information from you on that question. But let me continue. Let me continue. As I said before, is that, remember I played the Kevin Spacey, that we got to think differently. We got to think outside of the bubble. Well, when you are one with yourself and you enjoy your life and you have fun and everything's exciting, that you see things differently. See, as a man, I consider and understand the perspectives that are out there. I understand what's happening out there, because I'm my optimism, okay, will always push me towards the darkness, because I'm the villain. I don't want to go into the light. The light will burn me up. I don't want to be in the light. I don't want to be in the light. The light is too easy, because the light, I can see everything. I don't want to see everything. I want to go in a cave, the burning building. I want the challenge of challenging myself to go into the darkness. Why? Because even in the darkness, my mind will be the light to get me through whatever I need. So I don't have to worry about the darkness. The darkness doesn't scare me. Now I watched, when I was young, I watched a lot of Friday 13th. I didn't go camping. I'd be honest. I didn't, you know, black people just don't do the wood like that. Not all of them, but I don't. Okay, let me get to this question right here. How can you change your addictions and make them more beneficial? Ghost, I already answered the question. Let me keep going. I already answered the question. Don't ask me the same question twice. Meaning, if you're not satisfied when you get the woman, how can a woman ever hold your attention? Well, here's the thing. I don't need a woman to hold my attention. I just need her to get past attention to be worth my time. Okay? See, getting my attention is only step number two of millions of steps. It is just not attention. I need someone that's worth my time, because my time will never be wasted. A woman can waste a guy's time, a surface dweller's time, all the time. Not me. If she has my attention, that's cool, but what are you doing to get my time? And then what are you doing to make me fall, not in love, because we don't fall in love. Let me fall into respect. Let me fall into respect. And then after I fall in respect, then you get the prize. But if all you want is my attention, then I will dismiss you, because if all you want is my attention, then I'm not the guy for you. And I will tell, I'm not the one.
And listen, it's not a dick move to tell a woman to dismiss her, but I dismiss women because that's what we do. Because if my level with you is just attention, then I have failed. then we ain't connecting. You see what I'm saying? I don't want your attention to be the end all be all because I am all things. And if I'm all things and I create worlds and universes in my mind, one must be greater than attention because you got my curiosity because now I'm around. But what are you going to do to keep me around? See, let me give you guys an example of what I'm talking about, how the coin flips and why you guys lose. See, you get caught up in the woman's body and her looks and all that other stuff, and you stay in that area. You never go beyond that area because you're so happy that someone that looks good is giving you a little bit of play. You're so happy that they send you one-word text messages or they want to hang out with you. You're satisfied with being average. No, I'm not average. I'm saying is at the end of the day that if all you do is get my attention, I got to let you go because you're boring me. Again, you are boring me. And I want to, hey, shout out to my dog that's going to be on tomorrow with me and shit. My boy, Miles Cunningham, man. Much love to my dog, Miles, man. Hey, I watched a little bit of your show today, dog. Great show, man. Much love to him, guys. Love and give my boy, go to his page, like his page. He's got a lot of great quality stuff. That's my dog, Cunningham, man. That's my dog. I struggle to get a new woman interested enough to agree on a date with me. But, hey, Q Dog, it's not the struggle of the woman. It's the struggle of yourself. You can't get a woman when you ain't date material. Why would, okay, is there something I'm missing? Is there something I'm missing here? Where has it been written? Is it on a tree? Is it on a wall somewhere? Where is it written that women have to go on a date with you? If you're not dating material? Where is it written? You struggle to get a woman interested in you because you're not an interesting person to yourself. Stop using the woman as an excuse to the fact that you got internal problems. Because I know you ain't setting up how to make a woman smile, making her blush, making her laugh, making her think, making her react, showing her why you ain't even doing that. You know what you're doing? You're like, oh, man, the world is not fair. Oh, shucks. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll play some more Dungeons & Dragons. I've got the Elf Major Level 5 green card, and I just got that. Man, wow. So we'll play in the – I'll see you in your basement. I mean, come on, dude. You got to be kidding me, brother. Why would a woman agree – on going out with a library? You know what? You're the ride at the amusement park. You know, they always got that ride over by the kiddie section. You know that little roller coaster that goes what? It goes like 2 miles an hour in a boring-ass little circle. And those kids are having so much fun. But you're a grown man in that boring roller coaster ride. Boring. Boring. And it's just amazing how you think a woman should actually, like, give you some play, all right? All right, questions. They says, Unc, it's never your unattractive. It's always your short. Does my game need to improve? No, Zay. I'm going to show you why you're losing, brother. I got you. I'm going to show you why you're losing. You have trained yourself, and I bet you are probably telling these women that, you know, girls usually let me down or let me go because I'm unattractive. Brother, listen to me. I'm like 5'6", 5'7". I don't even know how tall I am. I guess as I'm getting older, I'm getting shorter. I'm a little dude. I'm not 6 foot something. I'm a little dude. Thinks like a giant. My height doesn't define me because I have been with so many women that are taller than me. I mean, because no matter how tall you are, we are the same size as in bed, right? Yeah, I mean, so What I'm saying is I have dealt with taller women all the time. I'm cool with that. So being with somebody taller or because I'm short, what does that got to do with anything? If you cannot accept me for my height, they've got every right to do that. Wait. So am I supposed to run and cry and look at the tooth fairy or somebody and beg to be tall? Or wait, maybe I should go online and get those little things and slide them in my shoe so I can feel tall. Why would I do that to myself? I love what I am, and I am proud of what I am, and I am never going to try to prove who I am to anybody, especially a woman. And all you're doing is trying to prove yourself to a woman. And that's what I'm saying, man. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you allow a woman to tell you that you're short? Because what you don't know, if you got a mouthpiece, they don't care. They don't care if you're short. They don't care if you're fat. They don't care if you're out of shape. They don't care what it is. If you can move mountains in their mind, they do not care. Because just like you, I've got that same thing. Who does that short MF think he is? Who does that short person? I can't believe he thinks he's all that. I mean, look at that little short thing. And you know what that girl was like? Damn, golly, girl, why don't you just go ahead and sleep with him? All you're doing is talking about him. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, he's just short. He's just not my type. But girl, why are you always talking about him? Brother. I don't care if she's 6 foot, 6'4". I don't care. She can be Xena the Warrior. But she can be like one of those Amazons. And like throw spears and shit. If I want to put my beard in, I'm going to put my beard in. My height, my weight, my color, my non or religious, or political or any affiliations has nothing to do with anything. Has nothing to do with anything. Because I will never stand on what I am on the outside. I cannot do anything. I'm not going to get an operation to stretch my body out just so I can be tall to a woman. Are you serious? Why would I hate myself that much? I love being short. I love being me. I love being short. I love it. And if she was 6'4", you know what? I would get a box and climb up on that little box just to get her. I don't care. I'm not ashamed of it. But you're ashamed of yourself. And because you're ashamed of yourself, this is why you're messing up. I emailed you my number. I had a question. Can you call me quickly, please? Okay, I got you, Unique. Let me see if I can grab your number real quick. Hold on, Unique. Unique, did you put it in Facebook or email? Hold on, Unique. Give me a second, Gov. I'm going to call my – oh, Unique, I got you, dog. I got you, Unique. I got you. Let me call my dog, Unique, in London. Bloody London. We're about to call London. Hello, my name is Potter. Harry Potter. Hello, Governor. Bloody say we're going to call our friend, Unique. All right, hold on. We're going to call Unique, man. Hold on a second. I know he's like, Steve, you got the worst British accent. But you know what pisses me off about you Brits, Unique, is that y'all have good English accents. It's like – I watch a show and you be like, yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead. Hey, baby, I got this. Stay back. I'm going to kill you. You know what? I got you covered. Yeah, I got you covered. You're like, damn, that's a good English. And then you see him on a night show or something like that. And then like, oh, I like to welcome such and such. And he walks in and I'm like, so how you doing? Well, I brought what we say, man. I just like, I'm like, what the what? Wait a second. How can he speak better English than me? And then he on that moment, well, you know there, Governor, brought what we say that. I'm like, what? Blows my mind every time I'm watching like Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead or any zombie show, and there's always an actor. I'm like, dude, how are they speaking good English? And then all of a sudden they get on those talk shows. They're like, yeah, no, say, I just like to check the, you know, take the time. Thank you very much. I'm like, what? All right, hold on, Unique. I'm calling. I'm talking too much. Wait, hold on.
I just wanted to share that with y'all. It just blows me away. It just blows me away. But let me, all right, Unique, I'm about to call you right now. Make sure I got your number. All right, we're calling United Kingdom. Let me go ahead and turn this down. Calling my boy Unique in the United Kingdom. Unique, pick up your phone, dude. It says you're unavailable. Pick up your phone. I'm going to try you one more time. Unique, pick it up. It just hung up. Pick up your phone, man. All right, man. All right, we're going to move on. Let me see if I dialed the number right. Hold on, Unique. Maybe I dialed the number wrong, but I dialed it twice. You did not answer, so I'm going to move on. Let me make sure I dialed the number right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I called you. It didn't work, dog. It didn't work. Just type your question if you want. I'll answer it later, bro. I tried to call you twice. Did not work. The call didn't answer. So anyway, I'm going to continue. Let me answer y'all questions. Just type in your question, Unique. Let me see. Recently had this girl in my class. I got to go to coffee date with me. She paid for it, but I couldn't get her to agree on more. I can your point. Well, what are you expecting a girl to buy you coffee? I mean, is that your worth, coffee? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, ladies. I do have to apologize for men. I'm sorry. I apologize for men. Okay? Let me keep going at some of these questions. Let's keep going. Let's see what we have here. Let me see. All right. Got a good on questions. Lines are open. I got questions or whatever. Let me see how many minutes left in the lines. Oh, wait. 302. Okay, 302 I'm about to bring you. I'm sorry. You got 6 minutes left. 6 minutes to call in. 302, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
I'm listening for now.
Okay, well, just press 1 if you have a question. Okay, so we'll throw you back in. Just press 1 if you have a question. Guys, we got 6 minutes left. Y'all want to call in. We're going to do another hour, chop it up, so y'all can call in. Got you covered if you have any questions and all that other stuff. But let me continue. I am going to get back to what I was talking about and discussing. See, the thing is that I love the fact that I look forward to the challenge. And this is so crazy. It's not even a challenge of the woman. I wanted the challenge. Guys, when you guys lock this down, you're going to push the challenge even further. Because you know what's so great when you can tell a woman that you're not the only one from the get-go, and for her to say I'm not interested but then become interested, do you know how great that's the man? There's guys, oh my gosh, I love the challenge. It's just it, guys, and I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud, but I challenge myself, like, just getting them is too easy. I want the challenges, man. I want the challenges because the rewards are much greater when one is challenged, okay? Because everything that I do is I'm moving on who I – wait, let me bring in 302. Here, Hero Day. Okay, 302, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Dean, what's going on? So I'd like to ask you help, okay? So met this chick last night dancing in salsa bachata, all that kind of good stuff. And I spit a little bit of game to her. Now, shout out to you, man, for the fucking man attitude product. Amazing product. It's helping me get my shit together. Anyway, I need your help because she called me, but I was just at a jazz concert. I just got back to the crib. And I wanted to kind of, like, get help with
feeling
the deal.
You tried to get her to the crib?
No, not my crib. But just kind of just. I guess get her more into me, if you will.
Okay, wait. Walk me through it. When you say get her into you, what do you mean by get her into you? Talk to me about that.
Okay, so we were really into each other last night, but I had to leave because I had to take the subway back from Philadelphia.
Okay, so we had to take the subway. What'd you say to her?
Oh, man, I don't even remember.
No, but then if you can't remember, then you lost. You know what I would say to her? You know what I get to say? Listen, you know, I'm as much as a great time I'm having with you right now. I mean, look at you. You're absolutely just going to spin around all that stuff. That you know what
I
got?
Yeah,
I got. Wait, hold on, listen.
I got to get back on the subway and I got to go. But even though I don't want this night to end, it's got to end, but allow me to make it up to you. I'm free tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Let's get back together. And you know what? I want you to wear something in black because I love the contrast of your skin off the black outfit. So let's meet up at 7 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not taking the fact that you got to go somewhere. You have to go, but this lines up with you being able to make it up to her. Does that make any sense?
At the moment, not all the way, but I'm going to listen to it again when I get back in the queue.
Okay, listen, you okay, y'all are in a moment, but you know you have to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is also a perfect opportunity because you have to go, gives you the opportunity to say, okay, let me make it up to you. Remember, I'm always leading her where I want her to go. I'm always leading. So I am, remember, the rule of Jill Scott. I'm telling her what to do. I got to go.
Right.
But you know what? I want to make it up to you. Let's get together Saturday or Sunday at this time, this place, and this is what I want you to wear. And I'm going to tell you why I want you to wear that, because looking at you right now and what you have on, I want to see you in that color in something else. See that? Boom, boom, boom.
My man.
What happened, when was the last conversation y'all had?
We haven't had a conversation since. I think we had like a brief text message conversation. It was super brief.
All right, tell me about the last. Go grab your text message. Let's hear what he said. Let's hear what he said on the text message.
Okay, so she sent to me, hey, hope you made it to your train in time. It's Shannon. I was like, yeah, I made it. Kind of pulled a Dean card and said, now with that said, I got a bit of bum to pick with you. She said, and what would that be? The fact that you haven't sent me a picture of yourself so I can tell you how sexy you are.
Okay.
She said, I think you can remember what I look like without a picture. And then sent another one saying, thanks for saying I'm sexy, though.
And what'd you say?
And then I think this is where I dropped the ball, and I said, oh, I remember what you look like, but unlike dancing, I will tell you stories you won't forget. It's your last chance.
Nah, you're trying too hard now. She sends you the
photo. Yeah, I kind of felt that.
She sends you the photo. Thank you for refreshing my memory. Oh, yeah, now I forgot. Yeah, speaking of refreshing my memory, you know what? I'm free Saturday, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, leaving, see? So then you said that. What did she say back to you?
Oh, she didn't respond.
Okay. Well, you got to charge it because, see, you're, okay, you just met her and you're trying to push it towards sex versus make her feel sexy. See, I don't like using that. This is kind of like next stuff that I'm going to use, like in the book. Listen, see, I don't want to shame you for pushing it to sex.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're pushing it to sex without, okay, what I want you to do, you got a piece of paper?
I'm getting one out right now. Hold on.
Get a piece of paper. Let me show you what you and everybody else does. Let me show you the secret of the sauce of the Krabby Patty. But Unique, I got you. Let me read what you're saying, Unique. Hold on while he's getting his piece of paper out. He says, in regards to not using boring questions on dates, how can I apply this when I'm on a long journey on a train, playing a fight? I use conversation class, et cetera, in these situations. Happy Father's Day. Wait, are you asking me the question, Unique? Because it's easy. Unique, always remember, my brother, always remember this, Unique, is that I always set you up for when you're not around to still be around. You know what I mean? See, when you're hitting her from sea and air, voice messages and videos. No, not you, Cole. Hold on. I'm talking Unique. Voice messages and videos. You're communicating with her when you're not around because she's got access to you. When she thinks about you, this is how cold it is. When she thinks about you, she's got access to press play to hear your voice. And a lot of women will be listening to your voice that you don't even realize it, but all they're doing is pressing the drug. But hold on a second. So caller, you got your piece of paper out?
Yep.
All right. So what I want you to do, I want you to draw a line horizontally. Just draw a line
Okay, then at the tip of it, draw a circle on one tip.
Yep.
And then on the other tip, draw another circle.
Okay, done.
And then in the middle, draw a circle.
All right, done.
Okay, the left-hand side says meet woman. Meeting woman, meeting, plural, sorry. Not me, meeting woman.
Yep.
And then at the far right-hand side, write sex.
Sex, okay.
That dot in the middle is why. And before I even tell you, I kind of said a little bit, but let me go ahead and mark this because I don't want no one taking my stuff because nobody talks about this. I just, anyway, let me mark it, dog, because I don't want anybody. If you ever hear what I'm about to say, guys, you know it's coming from us. Mark it. It's 100% authentic. It's coming from me. Shout out to those who listen. Everybody listen to me. Shout out to y'all guys. Now.
Pulling up COA.
What is the biggest mistake is in that circle right there. It's the
biggest
one
mistake.
Thing that 99.99999% of the guys out there automatically fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't get sex, because it would send a dot. You ready? You want to know what that is?
Talk to me.
That, see, they want sex, but they're not making the woman feel sexy. You can't get sex if she doesn't feel sexy. The gap between you meeting her and you sleeping with her comes down to that middle dot right there. And if you can't make her feel sexy, you will not get sex. What will happen is you will branch off from that dot. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you. Now, what I want you to do from that dot, draw a diagonal line. Hey, draw a diagonal line at the bottom, caller,
mm-hmm.
and draw a diagonal
yep.
line at the top, okay? For all you guys out there, I will draw it for you guys out there that, like, Steve, can you draw what you're saying? It's in your head. Yes, it's in my head, so let me get my marker.
So kind of like an X?
No. It's kind of a diagonal. Wait, where's my marker? Hold on. I got to find my cake marker. Where's my marker at? I just had it. Come on, Steven. I'm old, guys. Give me a second. Where's that two-way marker? Come on. What the fuck? Where's my marker? The fuck? Hold on, dog. I just had that mug, man. Guys, I'm going to show y'all something, but I can't really show you everything. But guys, all this stuff right here is something brand new that I'm working on. I cannot show you. It's what I've been doing. I didn't have a show yesterday. Because I am perfecting this right here, gentlemen. And because I'm perfecting this, it's something brand new that nobody on YouTube that is teaching game is doing. And y'all are going to have this when it's done. I just gave y'all a sample of that. But let me find. Ah, here it is. Oh, the marker was under the notebook. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. I want y'all to see what I'm drawing. So let me show you guys this. And I've already described. Okay, put that there. All right, so I want y'all to look. Oh, man, I dropped my remote. I'm going to do a commercial. Okay, look, draw this, guys. Oh, wait, let me write it down. Hold on. Sex meeting. All right.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
All right, yeah, okay. I want y'all to see that. Y'all watch it live. I want y'all to draw this, okay? Meeting her. It lasts, the dot is sex, and then I want y'all to branch off. I want y'all to do two branches from the dot.
Two branches from the dot. Okay.
All right, give me a second. I think I just dropped my remote because the TV's on. I gotta turn off my damn TV. Shit. Oh, never mind. I can turn it off from here. I gotta get remote control. All right, there we go. My TV's on. Okay, let me tell y'all this, guys. It's the man mindset. I am the dean. Class in session. We're going to break this down in 1 second, guys. Y'all got questions. Lines are down. I'll open the lines back up for an hour or so because we're going to chop it up. So don't worry, 314. I'll do this. But we'll be right back, guys. It's the man mindset.
What up, though? It's your boy, Payus Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, I'm back. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. I'm showing y'all something that nobody's ever showed you. I'm about to break it down to you guys, and I want you guys to see right here, okay? So between you meeting her and having sex is this middle line, this dot right here. And this dot is if you do not make her feel sexy, you are going to veer and either, excuse me, I'm sorry, you're going to veer and either be her friend or you're going to be the creepy guy. Remember I told you guys and I showed you guys, let me take this down real quick to show y'all what I was talking about. Remember, guys, I told you everything y'all do is all about balance, and it is what you do that's going to veer you off. And if you cannot make her feel sexy, you're going to veer off into the friend zone or the creepy zone. See, a lot of you guys want sex, which is not a bad thing. I'm not here to shame you for that. But the reason why you're not getting it is because you don't understand how to make a woman feel sexy. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah. I got a follow-up question after you finish.
No, but go ahead. What's your follow-up question? What's up?
So is it that we got to talk to women that as if we maybe not like a boyfriend, if you will, but you know how like, you know,
what?
I used to
boy.
Okay.
What? Wait, boy.
Okay, no. Let me explain, right? So you know how, like, inexperienced guys like myself, like, when we were really, really inexperienced to the point where it was like, okay, so we get a girl, and we don't know how to talk to women, but we get this girl, we so happen to be lucky to bag her, and we talk to her, you know, types
stop,
of ways
there,
and all
stop,
that
wait,
here and there.
Stop. Listen to how you're talking.
Yeah.
You're lucky to bag her? Brother. I've never said I'm lucky to get a woman. She's lucky to have me. What are you talking? Wait. What is this luck thing? Please explain to me. What do you mean you're lucky to bag her? What does that even mean? What does that mean?
That's a great question.
But you said
I guess
it, so
what
you,
I mean.
What does that mean?
It's lack of confidence.
But again, when you're feeling lucky, you're not feeling making her feel sexy.
Right.
Feeling lucky ain't making her feel sexy. But go ahead, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, like it's like. Just an example I like to use, right? Like, you know how Spider-Man.
No, I don't know. Oh, I know about Spider-Man. What about Spider-Man?
Okay, so Peter Parker gets his powers, and we all know Peter Parker is a pussy. So Peter Parker gets his powers. And, you know, he's Spider-Man. He's still Peter Parker at the end of the day. But you know how in the third movie, like the Tobey Maguire version, he turns into black Spider-Man and becomes who he is?
Dumb when Venom hit him, when he got Venom inside of him?
Yeah, like he turned into like this badass, like
man,
he
turned into a man.
He turned around.
Yeah, meaning that anything black is good. Go ahead, I'm supposed to see.
So what I'm asking is, are we supposed to get into that point, if you will, like who we are?
Well, yeah, because Venom
is
a conquering symbiote, so he's all about conquering.
Uh-huh.
Venom is all about Venom.
Right.
Venom doesn't care. Listen, I'm not the hero. If you're looking for a hero, I'm not him. I am not the hero. I am the villain. I am the conqueror. I'm not here to put on a cape and save the day. I'm here to conquer. That's it. Conquer. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So So, but what's your question about that? Like, you saying should you be like Venom?
Yeah, in that sense, just you know, I know how you expressed in class,
no.
Like being that asshole, if you will.
Well, you're not an asshole. See, y'all get it wrong. You're not an asshole.
Uh-huh.
You, okay, we're not bad boys. And okay, listen to me. I am a geek, and I'm a nerd.
Right.
I don't know if you heard me earlier today. I was so geeky that I went on Facebook, and I recorded the Darth Vader lightsaber scene because I was so excited about it, like a nerd, like a loser. Now, I won't say a loser, but, you know, I'm a geeky sci-fi guy. You know what I mean? I love cartoons and sci-fi stuff, right? But what makes me an asshole is not that I like sci-fi. I like watching The Boys and, you know, all the things that they have. What makes me an asshole is that a woman can't get away with me. What makes me an asshole is that I am not out to kiss or impress a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me an asshole is I'm all about me. What makes me an asshole is I go after what I want. What makes me an asshole is everything I do is I do it for me. Makes me an asshole that I'm not trying to fit in. I'm not trying to be what she wants me to be. That's not my job. My job is not to explain myself to her. She's got to learn me. I'm the letter A. I'm the number one. That's what makes me an a-hole. I'm an a-hole because I'm not a victim. I know how to make up my mind. I don't follow anybody. And I'm honest. I'm very passionate. I mean, through the poetry, you can tell the passion. I'm very smooth as well. But I
you're a black belt in it.
Well, yeah, no, I'm a, I don't even know that there's a color where I am right now. But what I'm saying is that I may be short and old to everybody else, but I'm beautiful to myself. That's what makes me an asshole. I'm an asshole because I never apologize for what I do. I don't. I'm an a-hole because I do what I want. I'm an a-hole because I'm unpredictable. I'm an a-hole because I don't break rules. I create rules. I don't break them. I create them. Okay? I'm an a-hole because I don't put women first. I don't roll fruit at their feet. I'm too busy rolling fruit at my feet. But see, I'm an a-hole for that. You know? But see, the thing is I'm not trying to be an a-hole. And I'm not trying to be a bad boy and all that other stuff. It's just I know how to unlock things in a woman because I know how to lock those things inside myself. So I can walk away from a woman. I can dismiss a woman. And I can say no to a woman. And that's what makes me a challenge. And if I am a challenge, I'm very intriguing because I'm not doing this for the woman. I'm doing it because that's what I am. That's what I embody. I'm not here to pretend with a woman. What you see is what you get. Excuse me, what you see is what I give you. Okay. What you see is what I give you because you got to, where is it at? Do I have it? I thought I had it near me. That's my Negan bet. I can't find it. But anyway, what I'm saying is that what makes me an a-hole is I'm all about me. But through me, even though I'm an a-hole, I'm still the guy that can push her beyond her edge. I'm still the guy that can make her see things in herself that she's never seen before. I'm still the guy that can make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. I'm still the guy that can send great voice messages, text messages, video messages. I'm still the guy that can read between the lines. I'm still the guy that can know when you're having a sad day versus a bad day versus a cramped day. I'm still that guy. So even though I am an a-hole, I'm still that motherfucking guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the difference. But I'm saying I created this. See, you just have not created your you. You just haven't, you just haven't created your you. So
hence the call.
Right. But the thing is that I'm always rehearsing me. That's why I can be the way I am, because the average guy isn't doing anything. So I've got the advantage. So if I got the advantage, don't you think I can set the rules? Don't you think the star quarterback can set the contract? Because I come up and perform the numbers. when it's time, when it's go time is 4th and 15 and I get the first downs, when I'm shattering records, throwing touchdowns and everything, when it comes time to negotiate, don't you think I got the advantage?
Yeah.
Because I can up and leave and go to another team. You see what I'm saying? Another woman anytime. I'm not going to beg. I'm not, bro, I am not begging.
Yeah.
But they will beg.
Right.
They will. I'm not begging. I don't see a woman bad for begging, but have you met me? Of course she's going to fucking beg. And again, for some guys, they might be, oh, that's pretty arrogancy, but have you met me? You don't know what I'm, well, you guys can see how good my mouthpiece is. I'm bad. But if you're not thinking this way, then there's something wrong with you, because you should feel this
right.
way about yourself. But one can't feel that way when one isn't creating what one should create. You're not creating anything. I'm creating
right.
everything. I'm creating, again, down to the way I touch her hand, down to the way how I hold her hand, down to the way before I grab her hand, I can take my thumb and go right down the center of her hand, come back, wait, excuse me, start from this way before I even grab her hand. See, you just grab her hand. Why would I do something so basic? I'm talking about starting from the bottom and grab her hand, slide it down to the wrist. You guys, I want y'all to do that. Take your thumb right here. Slide it all the way down. Feel that right there? Feel that right there?
Yeah.
And then come around. And guys, from the bottom right here, come around this way and come up this way. And then come around this way. But see, that's what I created. So that's just holding her hand. But I can still text that. I can still voice that. I can do that in video.
Wow.
And I can do that when she's in the mood to make her when she's in the mood. Yeah, I mean, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that I'm creating. So I get to set the tone because I'm the prize. I'm the opportunity. And it's not saying this is not bad by saying I'm an opportunity, because I am the guy that's going to push her beyond her edge. I'm the guy that's going to show her that all of her life, since dealing with average guys, she started to create average thoughts that have shut herself down. But with me, she's going to be beyond average. But here's the beautiful thing, caller. All she's got to do is invite me in. That's all.
Then she's fucked.
That's all she's got to do. That's all she's got to do is invite me in. That's all. Hey, I keep telling you, I don't want the sex. I want the invite. I don't know about y'all. Y'all can have all the sex y'all want, but it's gonna shoot you to friend and creepy because you don't know how to make it feel sexy. Do you know how a woman feels when she grabs her phone and plays your voice message? When you're the first voice message from all the guys she's known in elementary, junior high, and high school. Now, maybe she has some voice messages, but what voice message is going to make her smile, laugh, blush, and feel sexy? Well, she's going to keep that voice message. And not only keep that voice message, she's probably going to show her friends that voice message. Look at this. Listen to this. I'm working even when I'm not working. I am giving her access to me in a different way, where she decides, remember, the only way I can get her to her core is there are checks and balances. I cannot manipulate her to get to the core. The game doesn't work that way. She's got a 100% trust and let me in off of her. I can't force it. See, that's our checks and balances. And that's where we honor that. Of course, I can do all that manipulation, but why would I do that? What fun is in that? There's no fun in that because I'm not that kind of guy, but I'm that guy to keep it a buck. But, hey, I'm also the guy that knows that when she chooses to have me in, she'll make that choice. But she can also choose not to, and I respect it. And I will pack up town, and I will go away, and I will dismiss her. She will no longer get my time. She will no longer get my messages. You will no longer divorce. So guess what? When I'm gone, because I leave that candle in the window, what do you think the next guy ain't going to be? Boy, especially, oh, man, dog, what is it? June
July, August, September, and 4 months. In 4 months, think of all the women that my clients had last year. Think about what they're going to be thinking about in October. As soon as October hits, they're going to be thinking about, while they're probably with somebody, they're going to be thinking about that one guy that put out that sexo-ween thing. See that right there? You don't even understand. See, this is how deep it is.
Nope, I don't.
They don't even understand it. But they can't help but to think. See, remember, when she lets you in her mind rent-free, you're almost there. Because remember, I always tell you, this is why I say, it's not about what I am when her and I are together. It's about what she's thinking about when we're apart.
Yeah.
Because
you know
she's
what movie
be...
you remind me of, Dean?
What's that?
You remind me of Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, Inception.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. I've seen Inception. No, no. But see, that. But the thing is your mind. This is it. That your mind should be shifting like Inception. Absolutely. It should be tearing down, changing all the time. But, yeah, that's how my mind works. But see, I've created that Inception. Nobody's created it for me. And the only way you're going to get it is by creating for yourself. But the problem is I don't want you to be reminded somebody of somebody else. I want them to look at you and say that to you. You see what I'm saying?
I'm 100% with you.
Anyway, Peach says more like catch me. Wait a second. You can't catch something you can only rent and lease, girl.
Oh man! One more thing, Dean.
What's up, man? What's up?
One last thing, man. Do you still have the fucking man attitude on your site available?
No, and no. We got it. Just send me a message. We'll talk more about that on the back. Just send me a message, and I got you. Send me a message, and I got you.
I was gonna say, I still have the fucking man attitude, but I was gonna say, give a big shout out to that product in particular.
We don't talk about product on here. We just talk about what it is right now. Okay. Okay.
You got it. You got it, Michael. I appreciate you.
Yeah, but no doubt. But what I'm saying is that even though that girl didn't call back, what did you do wrong? What is the one thing you did wrong?
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea yet.
And the fact you have no idea, that's the second wrong. But when did you go back into the film room to go over that night to see what you did right versus what you did wrong? To make the proper adjustments. So you don't even do that. That blows my mind. You didn't do that.
Right. Got you. So, we need a coaching session, I think, huh?
Yeah, wait. Let me see something here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I gotta block this guy, man. I got a guy. Let me block him. Okay. Yeah, let me block him. I don't like guys calling me gummy bear. That's not manly. So I had to let that guy go. But anyway, what I'm saying is, okay. Hold on, let me see. Okay, well you're good to go. So I'll throw you back in. Okay, I got some questions to answer. Okay, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. I'll hit you off a coach.
I 100% appreciate you, Steve. Why did they come back after ghost you in a week or two? Is it the fact that you ain't running behind them? No. It's not the fact that I don't run behind them. It's the fact of what I'm doing to them while I'm with them that they're not getting from the other guy. The other guy doesn't have wine above his bed. The other guy doesn't have shower lights. The other guy does not have the paintings. The other guy does not know how to greet her at the door the way I told you. The other guy doesn't know how to work the lighting. The other guy doesn't do the sexo-ween. The other guy doesn't do the Easter game. You see what I'm saying? So I'm already good because I won her. No, that was just on TikTok. Somebody on TikTok. It's not you guys. What I'm saying is it's not that I'm trying to get them back. I'm the draw. Okay. You can't get me out once I'm in. You can cover me up. You can try to put a couch over the rug, and you can try to run away
But the beauty is, the more you run away, the closer you want to become, because you can't run away once I'm in. Because I set the standard. I'm saying, guys, if her standard, okay, let's think her standard is, let's say she thinks great sex is an average guy that is, she thinks a 2 is a 10, really, in her mind. So because she's caught in her feelings that she thinks is really her emotions, and she gets tied up with a guy, and she actually thinks she's in love. Guys, what if I told you she doesn't even know what love is? She doesn't even know. Guys, they don't even know. Guys, what I am telling you, they do not even know themselves. So what happens when they meet us? What happens when we, or the I, push her beyond the edge that she is? When she thinks that this is as good as it's going to be, this is as far as I'm going to go, what do you think happens when I push her over that edge? So I'm not running behind her. And here's the thing. She's not running behind me because I won't allow her to do that. See, I'm not here to shame her, and I'm not here to make her feel bad. So I won't, when they come back, because they always do, that's why I accept them with open arms and just keep it pushing, because you got to understand the kind of weight a woman has. Think about this. She can have thousands of surface-dwelling guys, but can't wait for one message from you. You understand the weight in that? That they're not my competition. They're why she can't wait to hear from me again. But I just want that invite. She can fight it, deny it, run away from it as much as she can. And some of them are strong enough to hold out. Oh, they can hold out. But even in holding out, see, here's the problem in the holding out. See, I've got it set up where they can't even be sneaky on the shit. See, a lot of women will, because they have access to the voice in the video, right? A lot of women can just press play and you don't even know that they're pressing play. But I've created that. I've created that. I have already have it in position for them to think that they can sneak and listen to my voice or my video or listen to the poetry that I write and think that they can get away with it. But the thing is that I am already in. It may take a bad relationship because, again, there is a question. Well, why isn't he doing that? Why isn't he? You know, the countryside. Think of 207 likes. Think about the countryside. She knows it's about to rain, and she's like, fuck. All right, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we just drive the countryside and have some fun? Well, why would you want to do that? I don't understand. I mean, I just washed my car and waxed it. Why would I want to take my car out to the countryside? I mean, like, what are we going to do? I mean, like, what are we going to do? And she's like, okay. I'm serious. I'm not even joking with y'all guys. Y'all think I'm laughing because I'm like, think it's a joke, but I'm serious. Everything I do is I know he's not doing it. And once I master the bedroom, that thing, then that thing will always be woven in. Master the bedroom, guys. That's all I'm doing. I'm just imprinting me on the thing that they don't even know that they have. But what happens when they realize they have something and the only way to get out of it is me? So I'm the cause of the pain, but I'm also the cure that will take the pain away, thus also bringing the cause of being the pain again, because it's a pain of not having me. It's the pain of missing me. It's the pain of wanting to talk to me. It's the pain of seeing me. But the cure is soothing that pain with a message. Guys, it's just not even fucking fair. I'm serious, guys. It's just not fair. It's just not fair. Let me answer this question right here. As a result of me being honest kid, mental trauma has been given away to my how do I confront those negligence? Well, where the problem is, you're not actually see, the problem is, and it's unfortunate for you young guys out here, that you're too busy trying to confront something you should leave the F alone. Can't cuss because I'm on TikTok as well, so I can't really cuss. But you guys out here are, listen to me, you are not by any way going to defeat your mind. There's no way you're going to beat the ego. You were too busy trying to fight something. You listen, the negativity will always be there. But as I said before, wasn't there a time in your life where you thought you couldn't count? Wasn't there a time in your life you thought you couldn't say your alphabet? And wasn't there a time that you said to yourself, man, this looks really hard, right? But yet, what did you do? Once you said it looks hard, you were in theater number one. But instead of staying in theater one, you studied, kept going, moved on, where you then created another theater beside that theater. And all you did was when you wanted to go, to the theaters, you skipped theater one and went to theater number two. Even though theater one is there, you cannot defeat theater number one. You just got to move away from it. You cannot defeat it. Don't try to do it. Do not try to do it, okay? Just to clarify my super chat, I'm referring to when you're talking to a woman who is on a journey with you. Am I making sense? No, I got to look at your super chat again, Unique. I don't understand what you were saying. I understand what you were saying. Justin, let me get yours. Let me get Unique. I'm going to go back into yours again. Earlier, you were discussing why you win when you take action and you want to wait and you want to take instead of the result of the action. What happens on a mental level when you do this and when you stop doing it? Well, Justin, tell me. You got guys, these guys are training you to hold your hand on shit you got to find out yourself. Because what happens to me is not you. So don't listen to what's happening to me and think it's going to be you, because it's not going to be you. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to be you. So if it's not going to be you, then stop trying to make it you by wondering what it's going to be like for me. It's none of your business, nor is my business yours. And that's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, you're saying the thing that you need to do, but you want some kind of confirmation to even do it, which means you don't really want to do it at all. So don't even ask the question, because you don't want to do it, man. I can't tell you what happens on your level. You've got to find that out. But once you find that out, you'll be able to be more with yourself. But see, you're too busy not doing your puzzles. You're too busy letting you once. And this, wait, it's a great question, but there lies the problem in the question. Because you want to know what happens versus to see what happens. And if you want to know what happens, then you have lost. Because only surface dwellers want to be told what happens versus experience what happens. You got to get out of your own way, brother. You got to get out of your own way. Let me go back to Unique's question. In regards of us using Born in the Desert, well, you're not, but Unique, what I'm saying is I guess what I'm saying is that how do you have Born, not using Born questions on dates, how can it apply when you're on a journey? I'm driving, and this is what I'm looking at, and I want you to see the scenery. Or if I'm on an airplane, I'm going to take a photo of the scenery, or maybe there's a certain scenery. And then when I get to land and be able to send that scenery, I can say, you know what? I took this picture in the scenery because I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to see that out your window? and then I slowly kiss you right in the back. Like, follow me. I got to back it up because I'm going past the point. I'm kind of going rushing. But I'm saying that wouldn't it be the reason I took the picture of the airplane scenery outside my window is because if I had you next to me in that moment of that scenery, not only will I point that scenery out, but I would say, this is the beauty that I see when I put my lips on you. This is the scenery that I see when I whisper things in your ear. You see what I'm saying, Unique? I'm not asking no questions. I'm breaking things down. When I'm driving and I see a wooded area or a scenery, I took this picture because I say, you know what? If you were in the same car with me while I was driving, I would pull that car over and go somewhere in those bushes and then put you up against a tree, put your leg over my shoulder and, you know, munch. I guess TikTok, I can't say what I want to say is TikTok. I can't, guys, I know I can't say that, but I'm just saying that, you guys are not looking at it the way it should be seen. I'm on a train and I'll take a picture of a blurry thing and they will say, well, what is this picture? I can't even see anything. That's my point. Because you wouldn't be seeing anyway, because I'll be kissing, whispering, and looking at your eyes. And as you take a moment to look out that window, this is what you'll see, the blurry past of everything passing by, because I'm going to have your time. You see what I'm saying? So that's y'all see how deep game is? Everything is game because everything I'm doing Unique is leading her. There's nothing that I can – everywhere I go, I can always use where I'm at to set up a scene of something. So we hit the train, we hit the plane, and we hit the long journey. So I think I hit all three of those things, Unique, okay? So every situation, I just hit every situation, okay? Do you see what I'm saying? I'm hitting every situation, but I'm not asking her any questions. I can't, now some airplanes you could talk to them because of the Wi-Fi, but if I'm on a plane and I can't talk to you, I will take the photo of what I see as if I'm driving in the woods versus on a train. All these things are setting up scenes to say, if you were there with me, this would happen. And the reason why I'm sending you the photo is because you crossed my mind, okay? All right, top 10, let me show you where you went wrong, unfortunately, and this is where you go wrong. Top 10, you're not top 10. Change that to a negative infinity by saying the statement. When I approach a beautiful woman, you already lost. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. As soon as you say beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, whatever you say, you lose because you have in her mind, she's written space in your head, okay? They have an attitude because you're desperate and needy, all you want to do is have sex with them. But the problem is you're not making them feel sexual. So the problem is they're going to, and I'm sorry, the creepy is part of the attitude that you're getting because you're not or have not even worked on yourself. As soon as you say, I see a beautiful woman, you already lost. I don't see beauty. I see curiosity, but I don't see beauty. Hips, thighs, ass. Brings out curiosity. But I don't see beauty until she opens her mouth. And I don't even want to look at her mouth to open. I'm looking at her opening her mind. I ain't ready for this, man. Because they ain't ready. Because remember, I keep telling you, y'all are messing up. Show y'all. Y'all are constantly fighting a position that you cannot win. I'm going to show y'all. All right. Just simple. Right here.
This signifies her body. You are always attacking the wrong thing versus go straight here. This gives you access to everything. And that's why they're not used to us. Because the sexuality is the battle that I am creating, because I'm not trying to go for the body. I'm intriguing enough to tap into her mind to make her fight herself to decide, do I give him some play? Do I talk to him? What do I do? You see what I'm saying? Hold on, let me get to this right here. Question right here. Wait, I'm sorry, Joe. I got what I'm saying. How can you make him feel sexy without calling him sexy? Well, there lies the thing. You tell me. How do you scribe to make her feel sexy? I keep telling you, there's a point system. Smiles, laughs, blushes, great conversation equals trust. I mean, no trust turning into trust, right? But even that trust doesn't mean sex, because even though she trusts you, she might flirt with you, which is level two. And just because it's flirting doesn't mean sex. One must get sexual trust. I keep telling y'all, but through sexy, get sexual trust. But she's not, y'all just don't understand. Y'all are just self-sabotaging yourselves. Why is conquering more space in her mind than is, more essential than trying to force her away? Because, all right, Joshua. Okay, listen. Joshua, am sex to me. I'm the prize. I'm the one that can make her do things that she's never even thought about doing sexual. So why would I go after a woman who has only been with average? But the reason why she thinks is some of these guys are above average is because the emotions or her mind have played a trick on her to make her think that the person that she's with, there is an emotional tie, which she thinks is love, but it is actually a feeling. When she gets with me, she's going to actually experience love, which is going to be the worst and the best thing for her. But anyway, but here's the thing. Listen, Joshua, I appreciate the question, but here lies the problem. The problem is that this is not the right place for you, because you're questioning your desperation and thirst overthinking. You're too busy playing. You're not even playing checkers. You're like playing fucking hangman or tic-tac-toe on a piece of paper versus a woman that is playing chess. And you actually think that you, who has no game, can't talk to any woman. You can't even make a woman smile. Do you actually think that you wanting to have sex is going to get you sex? You are insanity. You think it is. See, I don't need to explain the why, because if you haven't been listening to this show, then this is not for you, because I've explained the why to you. Okay? I've explained the why. Do you understand the beauty of the mind? Okay, first off, no, I know you don't, because you don't even know your mind. So you don't, what I'm saying to you is like hieroglyphics or like Klingon. You don't even understand where I'm talking, because I know the beauty of the mind. And that is so intoxicating and so addictive that I got to keep learning more. And if I know what I know, and I know she doesn't know what I know, then I know when I show her what she is and she begins to know what it is I know, and she realizes that what she thinks she actually is, insecurities, emotions, and looking for happiness, what happens if I access something in her where she goes beyond that point? It's over. I get it all. You know, the best thing about the mind that you understand is that, and again, this is messed up,
And I know I don't want you guys judging me. This is messed up. But it's just what it is. Yes, I create the battle in her mind because of the position I put her in, where she misses you, thinks about you, and tries to deny any strong feelings for you, because any thought of a strong feeling for you is submission. So what is she going to do? She's going to keep fighting that feeling. But the more she fights, the more she sinks in, and she doesn't even realize it. I created that to, sorry, conquer. I want it all. And if all you want is what is between her legs, that shows what kind of person you are, and that's why you're not getting anything, because your value, you have placed value and worth of what's between her legs. So then, because you're placing value and worth of what's between her legs, what are you saying about every woman out there? You're automatically saying all these women are sluts. You're saying all these women are no good. You're saying that. I'm not saying that. You're saying that. Because you're placing a value on what's between her legs and not what's between her mind. I challenge her to be more than what she is between her legs. I challenge her to think more or think deeper than what she's ever thought before. I challenge her. I mean, when she's with a mother, you know, our kind. I challenge her, okay? Okay? But you don't. Your worth in her is just her allowing you in between her legs. And this is why you always lose, because you don't, and I don't mean value as in you got to worship and bow value. I'm saying that the judgment you have is going to show subconsciously in your behaviors that you're going to treat them like dirt under your shoe. That's just how you're built. It's not nothing bad, but that's how you feel. But because I have value in myself, I have an expectation. I'm not why would I flood the market with something y'all flooding? While y'all go to the left, I'm fucking going to the right. And if you guys go to the right, I'm going my ass back to the left. I'm not following you guys. Why would I flood the market when I have value and worth? But see, those are the things that really messes her mind up. Because he ain't trying just to sleep. He ain't forcing himself. He's not running behind me. He's not kissing my ass. But yet, I cannot stop thinking about him. Why is it that fuck is he doing? I'm happy with my husband, happy with my boyfriend, happy with the guy I'm seeing, all this. I'm actually happy. Yeah, keep telling yourself that. Of course. Keep telling yourself that. But it's kind of weird, because it's kind of like those romance novels. And then once they realize they're in that shit, they're like, God damn, I am in a romance. I mean, how many romance novels always end up where the woman's like, well, no, I love my husband. I love my boyfriend. And I don't like this guy. I know I shouldn't. And they end up smashing. Because her happiness is actually temporary, because she doesn't know what happiness is, because they're putting happiness into things outside of themselves. They think the man makes them happy. They think the dress makes them happy. They think the shoes or the hair and all the stuff makes them happy. And that is an I do, and that's not an I am. So this is where I win, where everyone else fails. Because she thinks happiness is in that guy or that husband or whatever the fuck she thinks happiness is. What happens if I show her what actually happiness is? That she doesn't need any of those things. She just needs a little bit of instruction from me to realize that she can tap into her own happiness herself, and she doesn't have to place happiness outside. Think about what all women do. They always place happiness outside of themselves. They think that, remember the trick of the mind that screws them over is that the mind wants them to think that the happiness can be in a man or the feeling of you're in love. Remember the emotions. Okay, think about it. Some women can be in love with a guy, you know, oh my God, I can love him. Like they'll see a guy at the gym. I'll give you an example. They'll see a guy at the gym. Oh my God, look at that body. Ooh, my God, I can love that. Ooh, look at that body. I can love that, right? That's what the mind is doing. Oh, he look good. He can make me happy. He look good. He can make me happy. And then he told me about, well, what's going on? And she's like, oh my God. And she gets around like that. And you know what's so funny is she doesn't, you don't, listen, caller, these women out here don't even realize that they are cutting guys off that fast. And don't even question why they're cutting them off. One moment they're happy, they think they're happy with him. And one moment they think he's the one. But as soon as they're done, they're done. Now, what's the difference between me and that? Is that I'm not trying to be her outside happiness. Because if I was doing that, I would be like you, because then I would be trying to pretend to play a role of taking and manipulating a feeling she has. Virtually, it's actually a lie. But I am not her happiness. I'm just a man. Cannot be her happiness, nor will I ever try to be her happiness. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show her how to find happiness in herself through me to herself. Because the only way to keep up and catch up or be around me or be worth my time and don't get dismissed is when she decides to open that mind up and decides that that person or persons, whoever she's seeing or hanging out with, whatever, those guys are not going to make her happy. They can't make her something that, see, just like you guys, you think happiness is a box of cereal in the grocery store. And she thinks the same thing, because that's what you guys have trained her to think. And that's why we have the advantage, because I'm not the box of cereal, nor is she. But wait a second. What if I change her reality and change her perception, and she begins to see the world in a new set of eyes, not through me, but by trusting me and trusting what I am when she's with me? What do you think happens? See, she won't be happy with me. She will become addicted to me, because for the first time she'll realize that, yo, I don't need a man to fucking be happy. I don't need to define myself by a guy. In all my life in high school, I've been defining myself through other guys, or I've always let a guy define me or define my value. I always let a guy do that, right? But I just think about all those guys. And this is the beautiful thing. I am not her happiness, nor will I be her happiness. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. That's going to come along with it. I don't want her to fall in love, but she will fall in love. But the thing is that I'm not her happiness. I'm not. But through me, she will realize that happiness is not outside of herself. But here's the thing, guys. She doesn't even see. She can't see it, because there's that wall of her mind making sure that is giving her an illusion. Okay? See, remember, her mind is screwing her over too, and she doesn't even realize that, by making her think happiness is what the Kardashians does, or happiness is that Prada bag, or that those pair of shoes. I mean, sometimes Sex in the City would come on, and I would just sit and watch and say, gosh, this is why we would wreck all them women, man. You want to know why? Because their happiness is in external, just like you guys. Your happiness is what's between her legs, external. So that's why the two of you are on the same wavelength, because y'all are always thinking about the external that defines you. The external does not define you. Thank you, 223 Life. External doesn't define you. But you don't know that. But you're not supposed to know that. And nor will they even – listen, even though they hear me right now, they still won't understand. They still won't, because the mind will not allow them to understand. The mind, like your mind, is pulling their strings right now. And the beautiful thing about their mind, it's not even beautiful, but it's how the mind works. It's beauty in how the mind works, but in it working, it's kind of messed up. Because just as I raised you, I can knock you down. I raise you up and I can knock you down when I want to. I can make you feel good today, but I can make you feel insecure tomorrow. Don't mess with me. Don't you mess with me. You just keep doing what I want you to do. Ah, there's a guy. Let me just pump in this happiness and make you think that your value is in that guy. And you just keep making that guy happy. You just keep following the protocol. I'll decide if you're going to be in love. I'll decide if you're going to be upset. I'll decide everything for you. And you just sit there. And I keep telling you guys, it's why we win. Because I'm not her happiness. I'm her addiction. I'm not her happiness. I don't want, guys, you want to be that shit. Because you think, okay, if she's happy, then she's going to like me. Then she's going to be attracted to me. And maybe she'll have intercourse with me or sex with me. It's sad. That's all your worth is. Your value is just placed on what is between her legs. What does that say about you? I am the diamond. I am not just going to give you me if you do not earn it. There's no way, man. But in that, this is why we win. Because they can't have us. You lose because they can't have you. The reason they don't want you is right here. This is why they don't want you. Oh, wait, sorry, upside down. Sorry. This is why they don't want you. Why want somebody who can't make them feel sexy? Why even want you? Come on. Is a picture of the master on the throne getting his free worship and stock put on your feet, sir. I don't understand what you're saying, and don't talk like that. Please don't talk that way. Don't talk that way. But what I'm saying to you guys, you got any good questions? We're gonna wrap this up, but I want to know. I mean, if y'all got questions, ask. But at the end of the day, the most important thing that I'm trying to get you guys to realize is that not every year, not every month, not every week, not every day, not even every 24 hours, every second that you have a thought, you are in front of a fork in the road. And every thought that you have is going to either pull you towards your greatness because it's thoughts of you can't do it. You can't win. You can't do this and you can't do that. Versus run, make excuses, and just be a victim. The choice is yours. Nobody's trying to change you. You've got to change yourself. But what do you think would happen to a woman when she gets that same power? A power that she doesn't know she can get. Her power is always going to end when the mind decides this is your edge. And she's got to abide by that. So she can always go wide, but she can never go as deep, or she can never go past that point. So that's the important thing. She's got to find my beauty, because through my beauty, I'm going to show her she's beautiful to herself, not to me. It's not about, keep saying, as much as I would love for it to be about me, nah, man. I want her. Do you understand when she's sexually liberated or she's sexually free or mentally free to realize she has all these years has just gone, it just to the edge. And gentlemen, I got another movie for you to explain with. And Ty and I were talking about that. M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. M. Night Shyamalan's movie, The Village. And the reason why I'm saying that is because this defines the woman exactly what I'm saying. And The Village is basically a bunch of people thinking they're in the 1800s.
and they cannot go past the woods because there's some bad things out in the woods. A blind girl decided to go beyond the woods to realize that they're just in a, they're in the now, and that whoever created that took them away and put them in a secret area and made it a no-fly zone. And they actually thought that they were living in the 1800s when they were actually in the now. If let's say it was 20, if the movie came out in 2004, they were in 2004, not the 1800s. But one must go beyond that edge. But see, one can't go beyond the edge because of the thought of the fear. See, they were held down by the fear of the people there. See, the mind. See, let me show you. I'm just setting it all up for you guys if you want to see the village. The mind is the people that run the village, okay? And what the mind will do will create a monster or a barrier that will keep the women boxed in, and you guys boxed in, that you will not go beyond that point because you have been told not to go beyond that point, which is another level of thinking, because then that goes into mommy, church, TV, media, and all that other stuff. It goes beyond that because you're told not to go out there, because if you go out there, bad things are going to happen. But what happens if you go out there and realize that the people telling you that things are going to happen were lying to you the whole time? But see, there are levels to this, layers. So what I want you guys to do is, if you get a chance, to watch The Village, M. Night Shyamalan, and you will see what I'm talking about. They would mark, they would literally, then this is how the mind is working. They would literally mark the doors and ring bells and put and use fear to keep these people held down. You got to see it. But see, that's how the mind is working. But the one that got out, the one that escaped, was blind. The one that got out was blind. Why? Because she didn't have a perception in a reality. She just went into the woods. She just went into the woods. She couldn't see. But see, that's, y'all don't even see the layers in that. Y'all got to watch that, okay? That's your homework assignment. Y'all got to watch that, okay? Y'all have to watch that, okay? If y'all watch that, y'all will see the depth in what I'm saying. It's very deep. Let me get this last question. If or when they do come back from leaving, do they have to put more work in, except to be back in? No, because listen. Okay, listen. A woman has pride, okay? Let's take pride, and then let's take all the fans that she has. She can easily say you and be with somebody when she wants to. So it takes a lot of a man to make a woman say, shit, I gotta get back to that guy. I gotta get back to that car, that guy. You see what I'm saying? But hey, it's called The Village. The Village. M. Night Shyamalan. The Village. And the layers of that movie is what your story is and what their story is. It is a mindset and a perception that is created by a group of people, which we'll call the mind, that is lying to the people, you, saying that if you go beyond your, beyond the woods, which is your comfort zone, that bad things are going to happen. But the reason the blind girl went in there is because her perception and reality was totally different. See, the villagers would see the marks. The blind chick was only told about the marks. She didn't know, but she felt that something happened. She's like, oh my God, I got to go out. I got to try to find help. I can't find help here. So I got to go into the woods. So she had no choice, and she did it. She went into the woods. And y'all don't see, there's so many layers of game in there. So what I want y'all to do to watch is called The Village. Just watch it when you get a chance, okay? That'll be your, I like to leave y'all with a homework assignment. So make sure you watch The Village, okay? Watch The Village and see what your mind is doing to you right now. It is the perfect movie to show you what the mind is doing to you and women.
and women. The mind is going to keep you where it wants you at by lying to you and making you believe, because remember, the trust that they had in the elders is why they messed up. They didn't question anything. They just followed along like good soldiers. So the elders can make the elders look, the elders will give them freedom, let them have fun. But every once in a while, there will be a mark on that door. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the door is marked. Oh, my gosh, we got to hide. Oh, my gosh, the bell's ringing. Oh, my, I forgot they had to mark the door to keep them away. I forgot what they were doing. But what, I forgot it's been so long. But what I'm saying is they were lying like the mind is to you. And this is why the blind can, not being blind, but be able to change your perception and reality and stop believing everything people tell you. My gosh. Well, the blind girl was so passionate to save the guy. I think it was her boyfriend or fiance. She was so passionate to save him. She took the risk to go in the woods to give her life up to help him. But in going in the woods and realizing that all this was a lie, there was nothing in those woods except the people pretending that there was a monster in the woods. Yeah, thank you, Peach. Yeah, but they'll see it. It's been a while, Peach. I forgot the whole thing, but it's been a while. So, but y'all got to watch it. It is the one movie nobody's telling you about, but it's a movie that defines your life right now. It defines you right now. What your life is defined in that movie. All the elements are perfectly in place. Remember, write this down. The leaders of the village are the mind. You are the villagers. The forest is your comfort zone. So those are I don't know if it's on Netflix. I can check real quick before we wrap it up. Let me see. Where's my joystick? I don't have my joystick around. I can't. Where's my joystick? No, I don't see it. I don't see it here. But anyway, what I'm saying is just watch it. I don't know if it's on there, but I'm saying you got to see that, okay? So meaning there are things that you know, things you don't know, things you represent and see, things you don't even know you know. Well, you don't know what you know because you're told what to know. Remember this, B. Remember, they are told what to know. They weren't allowed to think. You'll see what I'm talking about. They were not told to think. They were told to, and you know what? We'll talk about that tomorrow night. We'll have a show, and we will discuss and break down the village and break down how your mind is tricking you. Okay, so we'll do that. Let me grab this last message from James. How are you today? Your body and energy feels familiar. Really, how familiar? Me, yeah. When I look at your body, I get that familiar flow that's slowly running my fingers. Slowly running my fingers on you. Check my phone. I saw you text her. Response was, I don't follow. All right, let me say this before I leave. You can't fake sex, dog, or sexuality. And what is so sad about you, James, is you're talking about a bunch of shit that you know nothing about. And once you're challenged on whatever it is she's challenging you on, and the fact that she says she doesn't follow, you don't even know what to do. You don't even know what to do. So stop saying stuff just to say it to get a reaction out of a woman, because that's even worse. Because listen, I'm going to say this real quick to all you fake guys that don't know game. Once a liar, always a liar. So once she realizes you're fake and you're a liar, you might as well throw her back in. Thank you, Scary Perry. Village is not on Netflix. Okay. So, guys, I don't know how you get it. There's a way to get it. Find a way to do it, okay? All right. Find a way to get it. But we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully y'all can find a way to watch it within 24 hours or whatever. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. We'll discuss The Village tomorrow night and break that down, because you don't understand what your mind, the movie is your life. It is a great movie that will describe your life, okay? On your life. But can't you see it on Amazon? I mean, I'm sure it's playing on either Amazon Prime or something. I don't know. If y'all can get to it, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah, if you got a Fire Stick, you got it, okay? But yeah, you can Amazon Prime, $3.99, $4. But if you want to, I mean, again, if you want to be a studio, you'll get it to see what we're talking about, because if you don't watch it, you're not going to understand. It is your life. The movie describes you. The movie describes you, but we're going to talk more about it and break down all the components that are holding you back. The movie is you. The movie is you. So however you find it, however you watch it, gentlemen. But also there's one other thing I want you to watch, and at the end of the day, and that's The Graveyard. And always remember, everybody in there, they had one thing in common. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, and you're going to be fine, gentlemen. You're going to be fine, okay? Gentlemen, you need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. But again, I'm just saying, if you actually want to get an understanding of what your life is like, I'm telling you, I haven't gone wrong. Told you about Bridges and Madison County. I gave you a bunch of movies. But if you want to, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, okay? And I think we'll title it, Tell Me About Your Village. Tell Me About Your Village. But also what we'll say is, and we'll talk about it, but guys, tomorrow we'll also talk about how women get hooked on when they get outside of the village, when you can lead them outside the village. So we will talk about the village, and we'll talk about how women will get hooked on you, okay? Because it's inevitable. And a lot of women always fighting.